got it in there. I put that face in there.
She was hilarious. She turned around. She goes, hi. And I'm like,
I got back up. I'm like, I did it. Back
if we just trim that sound bite, we could go.
It's going to be the intro to the show.
I did it.
We've spent over 10 years on air, shaping a generation of action motorsports, and now we're changing the game again. The best motorsports, the best action sports, and the best of pop culture with some epic guests thrown in. I am Jim Beaver, and this is the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. Grab the popcorn. Welcome to the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. And I got to tell you, we got a really special episode this week done a couple of weeks ago on site in Lake Havasu City. Brittany and I took a little mini vacation, went and hung out with our good friends, River Smoke Show and Ginger Lynn. You know, a lot of you know him as River Smoke Show. His real name is Lenny, but these are some people that are really good friends of ours. Been close to Brittany for years, been good friends of mine for the last couple of years. Some of the most genuine people you'll ever meet. And I know, you know, those of you that probably follow them on social media, you see the shenanigans, you see the fun lifestyle they live. But we wanted to kind of give you a glimpse behind the veil, let you know who Ginger and Lenny really were. And I think we accomplished that with this interview. You know, we kind of jumped the shark a little bit in certain regards. You know, there might be some cussing involved. So I'm telling you, if you're expecting PG-13, this is not that interview. Definitely a little out of the box for something we normally do on the show. But these are great people, and I felt like they needed their story told. Brittany felt like they needed their story told. So we did it. So this is done at 12:30 at night in Lake Havasu, on their patio. A lot of you have seen the pictures of the house, overlooks the lake, beautiful place, amazing people. And we were really excited to sit there over drinks. And over the course of 2 hours, we had quite a few drinks, and things got a little interesting with some of the conversation. But I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. I know we both enjoyed doing it, and stoked to be able to bring that to you. In regards to this episode, it is being brought to you by our good friends at Manscaped. Stoked to have Manscaped back on board with the show, and I think there's no better perfect fit than River Smoke Show and Ginger Lynn to roll out our new partnership with Manscaped. And our partners at Manscaped say it's officially summertime, and everybody talks about looking good for those warm summer months, but few have the balls to actually do it. Well, it's time to nut up or shut up and take the easiest step to looking good this summer by using Manscaped. Manscaped's Ultra Smooth package makes sure you have the proper care for down there, and their Boxers 2.0 give you the perfect stage to show off your new look. These products make you look not only good, but your cleanly shaven nethers will keep you cool, and the Boxers 2.0 with their patented jewel pouch technology will keep your boys from turning any beach day into a swamp day. Dive headfirst into summer by joining the 5 million men worldwide, including me, who trust Manscaped, and get 20% off plus free shipping by going to manscaped.com/Jim Beaver. Now, their Ultra Smooth package is specialized. It's a three-step groin shaving kit to help you buff, protect, and smooth the most sensitive areas of your body. I'm talking crop shaver razor, crop exfoliator, and crop gel. This kit has a perfect polish to make your family jewels shine. Now, we all know it's tough to get a good shave down there. It's tough to avoid any kind of chaos, right? Sometimes it's rough. Sometimes it hurts. But let me tell you, from personal experience, Manscaped can get you locked in. They'll get you dialed in, and they're going to do it better than any product on the market. That starts with the Crop Exfoliator. It's infused with ingredients that can soothe, clear, and keep the skin on and around your groin feeling refreshed. The Crop Exfoliator can help reduce the risk of ingrown hairs in your delicate places. Step two, we got the Crop Gel. See where you're shaving with our unique clear shaving gel. just for the groin area. It's called your delicate area for a reason. This is one place you do not want to go into in the blind. And you know what? It's finally time to shave. The Crop Shaver was designed for shaving the groin area with confidence. This razor has three precision blades, including an extra wide lubricating strips and a pivoting head for the ultimate groin grooming experience. And now, once you're all dialed in, locked in, grab yourself a pair of Manscaped Boxers 2.0. They're soft, they're moisture wicking, they're cooling, they're anti-chafing, and let me tell you, these things are masterpieces. Now, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code JimBeaver at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code JimBeaver at Manscaped.com. And let me tell you, it's not just for guys either. Girls, these products, you guys will love them as well. There are so few perfect summer days. Let's not let hot, sweaty balls ruin them. If you're a guy, stay fresh, clean, and smelling good with Manscaped. Once again, Manscaped.com, 20% off, free shipping. Use the code JimBeaver. Now it's time to roll into this epic interview with some of my favorite humans, Ginger Lynn and Lenny, a.k.a. River Smoke Show. General Tire delivers for whatever life brings your way. General Tire's Grabber X3 all-season mud terrain tire offers aggressive styling and is engineered for durability with innovative performance features that are ready to carry you through extreme mud, dirt, and rock-covered terrain. For extreme traction that's ready for anything and rugged styling to match, look no further than the Grabber X3. General Tire delivers. Check out GeneralTire.com today. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Dig what you're hearing? Well, do us a favor. Head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone and catch all of our back episodes.
There's nothing live. There's no pressure. We could scrap this. This could never go anywhere, or this will be epicness, you know.
As I crack a beer.
I'm down for it. You want a threesome? No, that would be something my husband would say, and I just got it first.
You're channeling your inner Lenny right now?
Captain Lenny.
Yes, Captain Lenny right there. I swear to God, wait till he says it. When he says it, it's going to be hilarious.
His way of saying it usually is, I got a king-size bed.
Yeah, no, that is. It is. Yeah, he's like, I got a king size. You wanna go nine nights?
You know, the funny thing about Lenny is he's the most uncreepy creepy guy you'll ever meet.
No, I know.
And I love him to death. I absolutely love him to death. But he's like,
it's crazy that no one thinks he's creepy. They're like, he does the creepiest shit.
Well, you've heard my first interaction with him was we were walking on your guys' boat when you had the one in the channel the first time I met you guys, and he goes, oh. There's no tops allowed on the boat. I go, cool, I'll stand right here. And he goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was just kidding. He's like, you're more than welcome. But it was just so funny. Like, he originally was like, yeah, this, and I don't even play into the whole, like, I was like, no, it's cool, I'm fine on the sidewalk. And he was like, oh my God, no, I'm so sorry. He's like, you're more than welcome.
Yeah. And it's like he can get away with anything. He can just say whatever he wants. Like, oh, is he coming in right now?
The fan's
oh,
too loud?
There he is. He's here.
I think it's just chopping with it. But.
I can turn it off. Hold on.
Yeah,
just don't walk
just
away with
notch.
The cable.
I don't work here, but I work.
What is the end of
that? You don't work here?
Oh, jeez.
You get paid well, Lenny?
Actually, they're not paying me well enough, but yeah.
Does HR know how you get paid?
HR doesn't even know my name yet.
I think I'm HR.
She does the books. She knows exactly.
I don't even know if I'm doing them right, but it's fine.
All right, so I have a question for you guys. It's pretty important.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a bottle opener?
Want to watch this?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
We got Snoop Dogg wine.
On this.
Hi, Axie.
Oh, yes.
No, I want Josh to take his shoes off. He has a bottle opener on those.
All right, Josh. No, it's like an actual
corkscrew.
Bottle opener.
Josh, have you got a corkscrew on your flip-flops?
Yeah. We've got bigger problems if you're just heisting a corkscrew on your flip-flops.
Wait, we're totally not winning on that answer? That's a bad answer.
In the bar right there, I think there's a wine opener right there.
That's why when she's like, I got it, I'm like, I'm just going to hold back now.
We just totally sent Josh inside.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
It's fine. He looks good in there, though, huh? Look at the lighting.
I don't want him to not do a good job.
If he's being PA, can he get some glasses too, maybe?
Yes.
We all want to try Snoop Dogg.
Oh, shit. He found the wine opener.
You should keep him around.
I think we should.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even on his flip-flop.
Oh, my God. He's got he has your grandmother's wine glasses. Be careful.
Stop.
No, he's been drinking.
He
changed over.
He's
those
good,
those came
good,
from Walmart.
Good.
We're good.
Grandma's wine glasses came from Walmart.
Yeah, we're fine.
You weren't on display at all.
No.
No, we were not talking. We weren't even talking about you.
I heard something about... I heard some sort of conversation about Snoop Dogg earlier, and I was laughing because I go, thank you very much. I was laughing because I said, Jim's all, I'm going to grab a few beers before we go over. I'm going to switch to some red wine. I can sit down. Well, you got to figure out this whole concept, right? We've got 5-6 interviews we've had planned of just banter. So is it backyard bullshit? Is it porch problems? Come on.
You just said a cuss word, Britt, so obviously we're going to either have to bleep that or something.
I thought we could say cuss words after dark. Is that like an after dark situation?
Well, generally when you say a cuss word, Brittany and I have a program where you have to take a shot.
See, I didn't know if we were on the whole like...
What?
Am I in trouble because I drink?
Can we plug that vodka sitting on the table right there?
I mean, yeah.
Reka?
That was the Reka?
William Grant, same company as Fistful of Bourbon, Reka
so
Vodka.
So we need to send Josh back in for plastic shot glasses.
Hey.
No.
No. We're good. Yeah.
You guys are the only ones I know that take shots of regular, just plain vodka.
This is the first time.
No, it's
we popped
not.
Your cherry lady.
Bull.
No, listen. You guys gave
you
us
did,
a
Jim.
Gift of this beautiful iceberg vodka.
Iceberg. Is that like iceberg lettuce, same family?
I don't know.
If that counts in a diet, I'm in.
That was something titanic right there, that iceberg.
Does anyone want to try it?
Yeah, okay,
I absolutely do.
What is it?
Snoop Dogg.
Wine.
Oh, it's wine.
Snoop Dogg has his own wine. Lenny was telling us Snoop Dogg stories earlier, so we thought in the theme of things, we should have Snoop Dogg wine.
Are you fucking serious?
No, it's actually pretty cool.
Are we allowed to say fucking?
We can say whatever we want. I have a feeling
this part of whatever we are, this interview is, I don't know that we can have a 15-minute segment that's actually going to be appropriate enough to make it on.
You guys just asked me to come on.
This is
going to
be like the blurbs of, hey, by the way, this is what we're doing after hour two if you guys want to listen in. So
you know when you have like the bloopers for movies?
Yes.
This is what you're going to have for me in general. Here I am.
With her iceberg wine.
Iceberg wine.
Can I drink this?
Yeah, you need to swirl it, though.
Is this...
Britt and I have never drank on air before.
Make it good.
No.
Make it good.
Pour it down your shirt.
You didn't spill.
Oh, my God. You know what? I love this.
Snoop is good. I got to try Snoop.
I don't drink red wine, but, like, I love that. Yay. I want the whole thing. If you don't like it, I'll drink the whole thing.
I mean, we got a bottle.
It's not a shot, Jim. It's not a shot.
No, that's very good.
Why do you guys pass it right past me? I don't know.
I used to hate wine, and I've got this girl over here who started taking me to wineries, and I've learned a little bit about wine. So I've actually
good for you. Good for you.
I think I've learned less about wine. Actually,
that's really good. Jesus,
that was Jim under swish.
That's delicious.
No, I meant we just go and have a good time. And the first few times I went wine tasting, I actually listened to what they had to say, and then after that, I learned I like what I like. And it depends on the labels are all bull, because I'm like, I hate
100%.
Cab, and then I find this cab, I'm like, oh, this is amazing, but it's an Oregon or this or that. I'm like, no, I'm just going to just try certain things. Now, the something or whatever roadkill we had.
That was
in
horrible.
Delaware.
That was horrible.
Roadkill sangria. When it's yeah, exactly.
Bad name.
Yeah, they mixed a bunch of wines together and like it was gag worthy.
Oh yeah,
not in a good
sure.
way though.
Really?
No. Yeah, it was called roadkill wine.
Oh, roadkill sangria.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
that would yeah. totally get me into drinking that wine.
All was, right, if it was we'll pick you up a bottle next time we're in Delaware.
I'm here for it.
Delaware. They have awesome wineries there, actually, yeah. I heard.
Not really.
No.
Where
really
is
Delaware? Delaware? Where is Delaware?
That's the first state, Delaware.
You just caught me in my first line.
Oh. Very first state.
I'm going to look so stupid right now.
Just be like, did you know?
Did you know?
So Britt and I want to hit all the 50 states, so anytime we're traveling, we're going to add an extra state in. We just make a detour for a couple days and... Our Delaware trip was actually quite interesting because we were going to the beach on vacation for 5 days and they lost our luggage. So we had to go and buy East Coast clothes. And that was about the time I was texting you about, Lenny, we need to have this deal where we're like dressed up like we're at the yacht club.
Yes, that is legitimately how that started, because everywhere we went had these salmon and like lavender colored poppin' polos.
Definitely
and I was like,
Delaware
hold on.
Color.
Hold yeah. on. Yeah. The salmon-colored clothes, I kind of heard what you guys were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean? When people wear the colors.
Well, nowadays, who the fuck knows? Like, it's whoever, whatever, it ever. So this is an honest question without getting too deep into stuff. I was asking Jim, I said, with all these changes and the woke and all this stuff, I go, okay, so at what point... Department stores. There's a men's, a women's, a junior's, a maternity, a this and that, right? It's all labels. That's how you find stuff. So at some point, somebody's going to have an issue with these labels. And maybe it's already going on somewhere. So legitimately, we were trying to figure out, like, hypothetically, how are they going to organize it? Is it going to be by size, by gender? Is it going to be like, oh.
It's going to be a fucking rainbow of.
That's what I did. I said by color, because he goes, "Well, yeah. are my boxers going to be by the thongs?"
I was like, "Are we going to be able to shop next to each other, boxers and thongs?" Like,
yeah, what? Right.
Big to small. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just worried. Like, where's the bathrooms going to be? Because I have to pee a lot. I'm old. No.
Wherever you identify a bathroom to be.
Just pee.
Just pee anywhere you gotta go. Yeah. Just go.
Where's the credit desk?
I guess
I need a credit card and a bathroom.
You're easy to please. A credit card, a bathroom.
That's all I need.
You sound like a woman.
Yeah.
You're easy to please. I'm like, same. I'm easy to please.
Oh my God, this is terrible.
Credit card and bathroom.
Give me a credit card and it's fine. I don't feel
really bad.
Fuck, were you pissed?
I
just want to spend my money. It's good. Everything's fine.
Have you seen the shiwis? The women shiwis?
Oh, gosh.
No? What?
The shiwis?
What is that?
They have, it's called a shiwi, and it's basically a female funnel. Right, so you could stand, and it's made for. I mean, we always talk out in the desert, right? Because some of the events we go to,
you
we're
mean
in the middle of everything.
Like she pee?
Yeah, but so it's literally like a funnel that goes up in their underwear.
It's a female funnel, so you can oh my God. Zip your
fantastic.
Pants and you can piss like a dude.
I can see people on the 405 doing that.
My mom is gonna hate.
No, they make
no,
it
your
for
mom's
like
love
festivals
it.
Mom, and stuff. So like if you're at EDC or whatever you want to call it, and you're like, oh, I gotta pee. All right, this is cool. Let me just whip it out. But it's not even really whipping it out. It's like, let me whip out my funnel.
My mom is gonna love this. Has this been out for a long time?
What?
The pee yeah. funnel.
Yeah.
The
so now
it's called the peewee.
Now they're making
my mom.
Disposable
does my mom
ones.
Know about this? Because I think this is gonna be an invention for her that she's gonna be like, oh my mom. Is...
Yeah, you can buy 100-pack now on Amazon, and they have like
her and I were looking at
little
looking
butterflies
up.
And stuff on them. I said I want to get a unicorn horn print on it so I can hand them out as like gifts to everybody when
we
go to our desert.
We need
events.
To put a logo on it.
Yeah, no,
I hand them out at the front gate.
You can collab with us if you want, but I already got
absolutely.
This going.
What was the one that I sent you?
Let her do her thing.
I was in CVS the other day, and well, it was like a couple months back, and we started laughing. So I sent her a picture. I was like, I draw the line here, Britt. And it was a picture of this old couple sitting in bed, and they have this funnel bucket that women
a
can pee
bucket?
In. Yeah, it's like a funnel bucket that women pee in.
It's a pitcher. It's a pitcher. It's a little like what comes off of the ninja, the little square pitcher.
And the guy, the old man, was sitting there in bed with his wife with his hand on her back, like congratulating her on her peeing in the freaking bucket. And I looked at Britt. I was like, I draw the line there. I was like, if you ever need me to pat you on the back for pissing in the bucket, I'm out.
That might be us in a few years, babe.
Yeah, no, 100%. no, absolutely, for sure. No, I got you, boo. You
promise? Are you going to be the one pissing in the bucket,
true.
Though, Lenny?
Oh, for 100%. Yeah. Oh, she's cupping her hands. Look at that.
That's love right there.
Oh, or some weird fetish shit. I'm not sure.
No,
it's probably a little bit
not
of
not a fetish. But,
yeah.
But listen, when he's a lot older than me, so when he gets old and shit happens,
it's
I'm
like,
not going to look
for those who can't
I'm not
see.
Gonna
let's just clarify here.
Young little nurse come in and wipe his ass. I'm like, no, fuck you, young little beautiful nurse. No, I'm wiping my own husband's ass.
Full outfit and everything.
Said
right?
I don't even know how we got to this point of the conversation.
I don't know either, but
welcome to our show, Lenny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
By
you.
The way, people listening in, we've got Ginger Lynn and Lenny.
Thank you. Thank you.
No,
thank
I've always
you.
Said
I don't know
it.
Why
he's
we
like,
have
what
to keep talking
about
this. What
am I going to do when I get old and can't wipe my ass? I'm like, I'm going to wipe your fucking ass. I'm not going to let some little hot little chicky come here and touch your butt. No, I got you.
But you still are going to be the hot little chicky. Like, I love what Lenny says. He goes, what is it you say about a 15 and 25?
What do I say? I'm like, I'm a, she's a 20, she's a 50-year-old in a 25-year-old body.
Yeah, I'm a,
we like our naps.
15-year-old in a 58-year-old body.
But I'm not going to let some 20-year-old
so we get along really well.
And she's the hottest Nana ever.
I'm
right?
Oh, my God. Jesus. It's not that I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous. But I'm not going to let a little 20-year-old nurse come here and wipe his butt crack. No, I got
she
you,
wants
boo.
The crack,
I got
clearly.
You. I will wipe your butt crack,
you
babe.
You've got it made, Lenny. I got to tell you that she's a keeper.
Thank you.
I mean, for sure. I haven't thrown her back yet, so yeah.
Thank you.
Speaking of, part of the whole this conversation, how I somehow got you guys to throw headsets on.
Is, I know
again,
that was crazy.
But we've talked, and same thing. Like I know you guys, right? And we've kind of actually had some heart to hearts, and I've gotten some background, and I've shared some with Jim. But I go, look, you got to ask them because I'm not really sure. And I've heard this story or whatever, but, like, from you guys.
Yeah.
And everybody knows of you. Let's just be real.
Okay.
Everybody knows of
Between
you.
Between Ginger Lynn and River Smoke Show, everybody kind of has an idea.
Off-road and water, like, they just go hand in hand. And so most of us, we all run in the same circles. And like I said, everybody knows of you guys. And I'm like, no, they're the most awesome people. And the more I get to know you guys, the more awesome not only the stories but the relationships and the fun, like, everything goes. But we were talking about the very beginning, the stuff that everybody doesn't know about you. How did you guys meet? What's
Wait,
your background?
First of all, do I have to pay you for that introduction?
I'll let you do your own bio next time. Let's see how that goes.
I would actually love to hear Lenny's bio of himself.
I mean, honestly, I actually, you know.
What's your Wikipedia say?
You can literally Google Lenny.
You don't want to Google me. could be. But no, I, you know, never go to the, you know, the green coffee place. I'm not going to say at Starbucks. But I did
that
day.
That's how we met at Starbucks. And it sounds so stupid, but we met at Starbucks. Go ahead. You want to let Lenny tell the story?
I actually want to hear you both do it because
this
is going to be interesting.
Right now.
Should we do it together?
No, because we're going to trump over each other.
Okay.
So you want to tell it or you want me to tell it?
Well, I was standing there and she says to this day I was wearing a jean jacket, not a red Corvette, and she was like, fuck this guy.
First of all, the jean jacket was never
And
thing.
I never drove a red Corvette.
The Corvette. Yes,
was
he
it
fucking
acid
dead.
Washed?
No. He had a okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the story or do you want me to tell the story?
Yeah, you can tell. Whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, here. I'll tell the story and then you can tell your story. So we were going to Starbucks. And I hate this Starbucks story, but I was literally going to Starbucks.
Okay, don't interrupt her because she'll start all over.
I will start all over.
Hold on, what did you guys teach us?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The hands.
Hands. If I start telling the story again, many times I've said.
Put two fingers up. She'll be like,
yeah,
oh,
how many,
oh,
I'm not going to explain it to everybody because I want to start doing this without anybody knowing what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah,
so we're
going to
ride this wave.
Just put how many times I repeat myself on your face. And I'll be like, okay, I'll shut the fuck up. So are we starting over again?
I'm going to give you a quick short story.
I actually have to pee right now. Like, I don't know what to do.
Well, are you headless or are you cordless?
No, I'm fully head.
Are you plugged? Oh, yes, you are.
If we had a shiwi.
So anyway, she was in line in front of me in Starbucks, and she ordered some crazy ass drink, honestly. And the lady lectured her and said, "Do you know there's 6 shots of, you know, blah blah blah, whatever?" And she goes, "Yes, I know. I order it every day."
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it was crazy because I was like, "I come in here every day. You know my drink. Why are you lecturing me right now?"
And so they took her drink, that, you know, and then they, you know, they lean over and they're like, what are you having? And I'm like, I look at her and I'm like, I'm having what she's having.
He literally said, I'll have what she's having.
I had watched that movie. I don't know what movie it is, but I saw the movie. And she goes.
And I looked at him and I'm like, that's like 17 shots.
I'm like, I heard the whole story. You want to sit inside or outside?
And I'm like,
this is what I love about it.
No, listen, it sounds so stupid, but it's actually true. And I looked at him, I'm like, he's like, I'm like, you know, that's like so many shots of espresso. And he's like, yeah, I heard it. Do you? And he asked me, do you want to sit inside or outside? He paid for my drink and asked if I wanted to sit inside or outside.
Hey, nice she was wearing heels and shorts.
I was.
I'm just saying.
But I looked at him. I'm like, that is the cheesiest fucking thing ever. Like,
but
I looked
worked.
At him. And
it
no, worked. I was like, outside. Outside, obviously.
We sat outside.
Day,
we high-fived.
Obviously outside.
We high-fived for like.
And all he did was high-five me.
For a half an hour. Then it went to an hour.
We talked about shit and he high-fived me the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then next thing
about
I know,
New Orleans, and I was like, "Okay, high five, let's go."
Next
to New
time I saw her, she was at the airport bar,
and we went to New Orleans together.
And I was like, "What's up?" I'm like, "What's up?
Where are you going?" Me
that
too.
That's 100% the whole story.
She goes one bed, or she goes one room, or two.
I actually
and I go,
did
one.
Say that too. I was like, I go, "So are we in the same room?" He's like, "Yeah, we're in the same room." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Is there two beds in there?" And he's like, "No, there's one." And I'm like. Oh, okay.
That happened.
The rest is history, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 12 years later. She's still in a 25-year-old body.
I think that we just literally gave you the entire story right now. I don't think we've ever given that whole story.
Well, I mean,
no, because I've heard parts. Like, I know Palm Springs and things like that.
Yeah.
And I laugh because... Even, like, you told me certain stories, not, like, she's not aware, but it cracks me up. You're like, oh, yeah, you know, I was talking to a girl or two or three, but, you know, she was the one, but I let her decide.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. We were definitely seeing other people, too. Like, that's not a big deal. Like, definitely. But
I literally,
we came back to each other.
Yeah, we did. And I literally thought I had no chance because she's dating a guy that owned a sushi bar. I'm like, there's no chance. I have no chance. I can't win. There's no winning.
Now, and remind me your .com days.
Oh, well, back in the day, I just got super lucky and, you know, just did my thing, whatever. And yeah.
I like how he's still so vague about it. Are you still
no,
under,
he's,
like,
he's
an
he's,
NDA
he's
where
always
you can't
been
say
vague about
anything?
It. I've always been the one that has to explain, like, what he's done.
He's like, I started AOL.
I mean, it's not like, yeah.
No,
it's,
yeah.
It's not like.
He's like, I don't know, you're, like, kind of shy
I
about
literally
talking
moved
about
in the wrong house. Like, my neighbor invented Redbox. He sold his house for no, he didn't sell his house. He sold his company for $400 million, moved. And then the next guy that moved in started Trapster, which Garmin bought, which is now, what's that? What's it called? Waze. Yeah. I'm like, I moved
into
the wrong house.
That,
which Waze keeps me out of so many tickets. Thank you.
Yeah. You're definitely doing something right, for sure.
But, that was his neighbor, by the way.
He says wrong house.
He sold that one for $450, which he undersold, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I laugh because it's all like conceptual at this point. We all know we could spend the money if we tried. But when you're talking about over underselling a company for $400 million, like, I'm not going to complain about it. If I left $50 million on the table, I'd probably still be okay.
I just kind of want a jet. So it's like, fine.
I have my student pilot's license, so I'm telling you, I'll be your pilot here. Yeah.
This is going to be awesome.
It's like a driver's permit,
can,
right? You get the jet, I'll fly
wait,
it.
Wait, you have a pilot's license?
Student pilot's license. So.
We can buy a plane.
See?
We got it handled.
We're going to do a photo shoot tomorrow for sure. And Jim's going to do this.
Yeah, I have to pee really bad.
Okay, right. So we're going to hit a pause so Ginger can go pee.
Wait, no, I was kidding. Really? You can do that?
Yeah, you can hit pause. Yeah.
Are you going to keep that in there?
Yeah. We're not deleting it. I mean, we got to tell them why we're taking a pause.
Like I said, if we just had a shiwi, it would fix all the problems.
Or a bucket, and Lenny could pat you on the back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We need the shiwi. What?
Absolutely.
How did we seg into that?
Shiwi, you should be sponsoring this show.
General Tire offers a wide variety of options that are designed to deliver for whatever life brings your way. Whether you have a truck, car, or SUV, General Tire delivers for whatever you drive. From the long-lasting all-season Altimax RT43 to the aggressive all-terrain Grabber ATX, General Tire covers on-road performance, off-road capability, and durability. General Tire delivers. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP Advantage of quality and performance sets the standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at GSPXTV.com today. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Social media? Yeah, we've got that. Jim Beaver 15 on all major platforms and Jim Beaver Show, JB15 Group, and BCardone 15 on the gram.
Do you remember a couple years back when we did the 80s party or whatever, and I had to attempt to sit there and braid your hair so you can make it all?
Oh, my God. Can you do that again? Can you do that right now?
No, probably not. I don't think my lobster claws would allow me to. But
you know how to braid?
Once upon a time.
I mean, I know you know how to braid, but can you, like, French braid, like, the shit out of my hair? That would love that.
Yeah, it's not going to look good, though.
I want, like, corn rolls.
Corn rolls.
Yes.
Corn rolls. Then not rolls. Rolls.
Corn rolls. And then
I could totally roll some corn into your hair.
What is a corn roll?
She's very hungry.
What are they? Talkies, right?
Talkies.
Someone call Ebony. No, she does amazing corn rolls. You leave them in there for a while and then let them. Am I being recorded?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I love you, Ginger. You leave them like braided for a while and then you let them out, and my hair is like, it looks so beautiful. It's great.
So you have an afro?
Yeah, but like a pretty one.
So I actually have naturally curly hair. I keep it really short.
So do I.
Well, for two reasons. One, it's like literally like afro if I let it go. And number two, it started getting gray, and I'm just like, hell with that. I'm not ready to be full
gray. Oh, my God.
Yet.
I literally have gray hairs.
What? No, people don't have gray hair. Don't lie.
Nope.
All Britt told me was you're never allowed to dye your hair.
Don't do the weird. I literally
Britt's
told
like,
that
just
to
let
Lenny.
Let her go.
She told me that.
I told that to Lenny. Lenny, okay,
I had Grecian
so
formula.
We've been married for 12 years, and actually,
wait, we're married? What?
Okay, listen.
Jesus.
Okay,
no,
listen.
But,
no,
which we are going to have to touch on that story, because that's pretty cool how you guys got married. But.
Yeah, but okay, so when he wanted me to move into his house or whatever, I came in and I saw this, like, it was a box of, the box of dye.
Just for men.
Just for men, dye for your, like, beard or whatever.
Really?
And I'm like, what
you
the fuck
there?
Is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is
she
this?
She goes, don't ever do this, George Clooney.
Are you trying to dye your beard or something? What the fuck is this? And I took that shit and I threw it away. I'm like, don't you ever dye your beautiful grays out of the...
And my
21-year-old
girlfriend got really mad. She's like,
I
thought you were going to dye your beard.
His other girlfriend came over and I was like, hey, what up, bitch? And I murdered her and she's buried in somewhere deep in the desert.
Yep.
Oh,
good,
are
good
we
call.
On live?
No, I was being recorded. No, I was just saying, I'm like, don't give up your secrets. Yeah. That's all I was saying. You've gotten along with it this long. Like, don't give it up now.
Oh, don't worry. I've never murdered
anyone.
I've never murdered anyone.
She's definitely not murdered and buried. She's up in my DMs right now.
Oh, I was going to say, the twist in the plot was Lenny had a life insurance policy on her. And that's how you got all your money.
Not buried. She's in Lenny's DMs.
That's why I have two boats.
Which, by the way, I have a genuine question.
Yeah.
Is the boat longer than the house? Or is the house bigger than the boat?
So the old boat is almost as long as the house?
Yeah. Because when we walked out today, I was looking at it, and I
feel like there's somewhere in here that's what she said thing.
I'm waiting. I like told you, I'm so tired of doing that whole thing.
Is your boat longer than the house? Like,
hold on. You guys are actually staying in the house right now.
Yeah.
Right. And the boat is in the house.
That's why. Like, I walk past it, and
I'm kind of the
like,
same length of the house.
I couldn't decide. I couldn't figure it out. Yeah. I was like,
okay, you know what? Something that when we built this house that we're sitting in right now,
which is beyond incredible.
Yeah. Okay, so where we're sitting right now, this whole outside area from here to here is bigger than the house that you guys are staying in right now.
Oh, I totally
believe
it.
Can you believe that?
Oh, no, I totally.
Someone else pointed that out to me. I had no idea. But this outside area right here, this outside area where you guys are staying.
I think your closet is bigger than your other one.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
You're not laughing. You're just so happy. That's why I asked Lenny when I finally I got here and I was looking around. I go, how good does it feel to just have room to sprawl again? Because I gave you guys so much props for what you did and showed up and remodeled everything and lived in that area. But it wasn't just you guys, right? It was you guys plus everybody else for how long?
Right. So people would come over and I would literally get up off the couch and have to stand in the kitchen so they could fit. It was stupid. Yeah. Small. 360 square feet. For 6 years.
Oh, I was way off. What I said 700? I was so off.
And a half, like almost seven. Like, listen.
Okay. So it seems like a lot less being married.
You guys,
what
I love about this house, though, is you guys, you did a lot of elbow grease, though. I mean, it wasn't like
we do it all ourselves.
Yeah,
yes.
It wasn't top to bottom. You hired a contract that came in.
No.
You guys actually did a ton of work yourself.
We did it ourselves,
And again, back to the .com thing, retired at 34 in 1998, so that's how old I am.
I was like, we weren't aging you, but you just did.
So some people might be doing math, but anyways, I always need to be doing something. I have to do something, and this worked out
perfect.
It's very
busy.
This worked out great.
This is why he and I get along so well. I was telling, I'm like, it's never going to change, because once you guys get everything figured out in the house, then it's maintenance time, right? Then you got to go back and go, oh, this needs to be refreshed. This needs to be cleaned. This needs to get repainted. Yeah. It's just a never-ending cycle.
You and I were actually talking about that, how it's like, yeah, it's our house is basically done, but there's always going to be, am I too close? It's basically like there's always going to be those little things. Like, Lenny, you always have to be busy. And you're going to find every little thing. Nothing's ever going to be.
He's got a sledgehammer, and he's like, wall like, needs to be fixed.
What the fuck is that? I got to fix it. That's going to be done. This is going to be done. Yeah. It's never going to be done, but that's okay. I love you for
that. Jim, how's that scotch? Did you already drink it all?
It's delicious.
Is it gone already?
No, it's getting there. And, you know, the funny thing is I'm not a scotch drinker. This is ridiculously good.
Absolutely. Did you pour him a drink?
I did, but I made him
an
ice
ball. I got an $800 ice ball in here, too.
He has an $800 ice ball.
Oh, yeah. What happened when I went pee?
I kind of felt bad because Lenny's like, I got to show you my ice ball. And then he looks at me and goes, you've seen this before. I'm like, only from the richest family in Texas.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Well, like, legitimately goes, okay, I'm good. I'm like, legitimately
like,
the
I'm
only other.
I'm make you a million-dollar ice ball right now.
Ask
Britt. Like,
we saw it casually in Texas with the Torrances. He's like,
fact.
Check this out. This is cool. We're like, oh, this is amazing.
Her and I go to buy one, and it was like a grand. Yeah. We're like, yeah.
Come over here, and you're like, I'm going to make you an ice cube.
Well, I told him you bought it with your trust fund, so it's fine.
Okay.
Wait, is it a trust fund or OnlyFans? What was it?
Both.
Both.
Yeah. Hey, also.
It's from the sugar daddy.
Can I plug in right now?
Absolutely. Plug whatever you
shameless
want.
Shameless plug right now.
OnlyFans at Ginger Lynn. Feet finder. I have no idea. I don't
feet
even
finder?
Know. Feet finder.
Heard I had a feet fetish conversation earlier.
We did?
I mean, who's
whole
not in
other
the feet? Conver-
but I also want to know about this whole...
Yeah, the, feet
it's,
finder.
What is the... It's not OnlyFans. It's all fan or whatever. I saw this
oh,
truck.
Oh, yes. Oh,
any fans.
Any fans. Any fans. Yeah, any fans
plug,
all
that's
fans.
Plug any fans. Let's plug any fans as well. Any fans. Plug any fans. Just Google it. Any fans. It's like... It's whatever you want. It's not like... sex or anything like
it's
that.
Whatever it's, you want, but it's what not.
It's literally whatever you want. It's whatever you can be.
I had a good conversation with him earlier.
Yeah.
Like, no, sitting
oh,
there. Like,
so you probably know more than I do.
He's super smart.
No, he's super smart.
He's
but
so
like,
smart.
It doesn't matter if you like BMX just, riding or racing or jet skis. Like they have like groups.
Oh, factions. Okay. Yeah. So it's like Facebook group type things.
It's literally like groups. Okay, so so you go on there and you go, all right, I like jet skis. So here's the jet ski group or the jet ski group.
So it's like you're swiping and you're like, oh, I hate that. You can actually swipe through like, I want to see like jet skis or whatever.
Yeah.
You can swipe through that.
So it's like
a hybrid of everything that already exists right now.
Yes. Yeah. That's why he's, yeah.
But so it's not Facebook. So your mom's not on there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Which is super important.
No, my mom might be.
My mom knew I was doing OnlyFans. I think she actually does.
I think she does.
I think she does.
She's, like, she's just like, you're paying for dinner, bitch.
Yeah, no, she's literally like, okay. So I laugh
when
she pulls her credit card ever out.
When she plugs her OnlyFans, I'm like, most people, a lot of people at least listening to the show, probably already follow
you. Oh my God.
The funny thing is, I love your guys' relationship, and, you know, you do OnlyFans. It's like something you guys kind of do together in a way, you know what I mean? So it's not like you're out doing this. It's like Lenny's involved in it. I think that's kind of cool.
So this is how it goes. Like, yeah, so I have my OnlyFans, which I don't really, like, I probably should work it more, but my husband will be like, hey, have you been working your OnlyFans?
I'm like, daddy needs new shoes.
He has to remind me, like, you should probably post something in your OnlyFans. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right, I probably should. And I go in there, I'm like, yeah, I should post something. I'm like, here's a titty. I don't know.
Here's your new shoes right here, left nipple.
Yeah.
And then
which
I like,
do you
I have to
see?
Do a post, like, hey, mama needs a Gucci bag. Like, I don't know. I need to get through college. Like, I don't know. Like, help me.
You know,
help me.
It's weird because we have a lot of friends that do, you know, the OnlyFans thing and stuff. And they're into whatever they're into. And that's great and everything. And, you know, Ginger's always kept it super clean and everything. But
like, I'll show you my boobs right now. You want to see them?
Can we see them, please?
Yeah, I'll show you my boobs right now.
Did someone get to hold your drink?
No one needs to hold my drink. I'll show you.
I mean, I laugh because I'm like, this isn't new, but
damn. Those are the new ones. They're smaller than the last
ones. That's why I laugh because I'm like, her and I have stayed updated on this, right? So I get all the progress reports on this is what's been done since the last time and things like that. So we were actually having some weird random conversation about Vegas because when we were in Vegas, we were talking about the topless bar or the topless pools.
The topless pools,
and then the topless pools went to, if you guys have ever been to a topless pool in Vegas on the Strip, it's not exactly how you picture it.
Right.
And I'm like, I did not realize that boobs and nipple piercings that size existed.
I mean, they're quite large, actually, sometimes.
Not talking about her. I'm just
I was like,
we're all trying to know.
This is not a conversation about Ginger.
Okay,
this is a conversation.
Oh my God.
They were actually a lot larger. They're actually small down now, but they're still huge.
But they're perfect right now. Like, I don't think you can.
So much better.
So
much better. I can't see him from
behind. Whoa, husband. Hold on.
What?
Wind that. Try that one again. So much better.
No, actually, the old ones are better.
He does have a very specific style.
I
remember when he was like,
right
I
now?
Like this, and I'm like, you like
getting
the 90s.
Up,
yeah. He likes the 90s boobies.
He's an older man.
I mean, have you seen The Dirt? I mean, come on, man.
Yes, actually.
I made Britt, yes. We were talking about that, and he's like, you've seen The Dirt? I'm like, multiple times,
man.
I forced her to watch it with me.
And I think I've showed it to, like, 15 people since then. I've watched it probably 10 times this year. I love that movie.
Oh my God,
I love
Ginger's
it.
Ginger's watched it 10 times.
Yeah, we watched it on repeat. Every time someone come over, I'm like, hey, guys.
Have you seen it?
Have you seen it?
Do you want to see it?
I don't care if you've seen it. We're watching it.
I feel like at some point this trip, the four of us are going to freaking watch The Dirt.
Should we just play it right now?
No, because we'll all get distracted, and nobody will be saying anything. We'll be like, hey, watch, this part's funny.
Watch this part.
Is that a fucking car pulling up in the dock right there? What's going on? Do you see that?
Squirrel. No, that's a boat. It's a boat with lights.
It like has headlights.
Yeah, so no, it does. No, your wife has headlights.
100%. Listen.
Everyone's got the headlights.
Let's everything.
No, I'm scared for what's going on over there. Are we good?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, it's just all a wakeboarding boat with, okay. Yeah, with okay. lights. They're, right. I'm sure they're rigid.
They're,
right?
they're at least 15 stalls away from the smoke show pontoon.
Oh, I was worried poon-toon. About the pontoon getting like damaged, they're but fine. Thank you.
You're good
if
so
If they
far.
Need help, they'll start flashing.
So the only fans thing, though, like it was funny because talking to Brandy or, you know, a handful of people, the way it gets monetized, One Direction, right? Because I'm sure people decide what their budget is. Some obviously don't, but some go, well, instead of this, like, this is my beer money or this is my OnlyFans money. And then on the other side of it, she's like, yeah, this is what pays for the Can-Am, and this bought me a bumper, and this and that. And, like, it's funny how much the economy, it actually goes full circle. And what the OnlyFans stuff turns into, it cracks me up. Like, you're talking about, okay, purses, shoes, this and that.
Yeah, and then and honestly, like, my, like, I have a husband, like, I'm married, like, and when I post those kind of things, it's definitely, like, a joke. Like, mama needs a Gucci bag. Like, I can buy a Gucci bag anytime I want to. Like, it's, I have to pay my way through college. Obviously, that's a
She's
joke.
All hell
like,
pay
I'm
my rent.
Obviously not in college.
Like, all the cliches.
Yeah, and it's just, like, something I put out there, and I get some extra money just to, like.
But, Ginger, be honest. There's a little.
Do you want to know what I use that money for?
I mean, I know, but
I have never told anyone.
No lies. You've told me, but I'll let you say it.
I have never told anyone what I use my OnlyFans money for. Right here, right now. Should I tell?
Does it start with a B?
Socks and underwear for me.
Does it start with a B?
B-b-b-b-b-bo.
Yeah.
B-b-b-b-bo.
That's what she told me.
B-b-b-bo.
Should I tell everyone?
Well, I mean,
well, I feel like two people are hinting at it. So,
what?
Talks.
It's literally. I'm just trying to get through college, guys. I'm just trying to get through college.
An esthetician.
I don't know.
She doesn't.
Jesus.
Right over.
I feel like I can't do it.
You already did it. It's done.
We did it for you. It's okay.
You're welcome.
You can't read between the lines, people. You probably shouldn't be tuning into this show. Yeah.
Or take another shot. Yeah. Maybe it'll make sense at that point.
Help me.
She needs to get through college. Help her. What's your handle again?
I just need to get through college. I'm just trying to get through college.
Oh, on Instagram, it's at Ginger Lynn.
Instagram, at Ginger Lynn.
Jesus.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. I do laugh because, like, the first few times we got tagged in pictures together and stuff, because obviously my friends that I hang out with are probably 99.9% male. And it was amazing how many people were like, is that the Ginger Lynn?
Stop.
Seriously.
No.
Stop.
Yeah. No, wait, no, it was funny because earlier you were saying something about me and I'm like, but you talk to other people in our industry and it's like, you're on this pedestal. Oh,
stop.
You know Ginger Lynn?
No.
No, legitimately, we're not joking. And
pedestal,
I laughed because you were...
You're on the pedestal. What are you talking about?
I'm not.
What
I'm,
the fuck?
I'm
are
just
you
a
serious?
Dork from Parker.
Jim Beaver. Oh, the Jim Beaver?
Yeah.
No, the other Jim Beaver, actually.
Yeah. There is an actor named Jim Beaver, and I'm like, yeah,
is
he's the
really?
Famous one. No. Yeah.
What?
I actually, yeah,
no.
I did it. Was no, it, the guy from Deadwood. He was.
I thought it was from Leave It to Beaver. I'm sorry. I couldn't help going there.
I wish I got royalties off that show.
I know, right? It's like, yeah, I'm the real Jim Beaver. Give me my money.
I did. Oh, what was it, the thing I sent you a couple weeks ago? So the other Jim Beaver, he was on a TV show with Dax Shepard or something, and it was on Apple iTunes. And somehow they actually used my headshot, my professional headshot, for the TV show.
WTF, so mate.
So you literally go onto Apple iTunes, and it's like the show with Dax Shepard, and it shows me as one of the main characters, my
Stop.
Headshot in iTunes. I texted Brit, I'm like,
we work together every day, and I was like, when did you have time to film a TV show I didn't know about?
So I told her, I was like, do we get royalties off this or what?
Oh, my God.
So I throw it out there, and I was like, hey, I'm expecting
also,
my royalties.
Can we meet Dax Shepard? Just because I have a little bit of a crush on him.
I know Dax.
Yeah, he did Star Car.
So you
he did Star Car.
No, hold on. That's a serious question. I'm not joking.
No, we're having
he
a
loves
serious
off road.
Yeah,
he
can
loves
I
off road.
Meet, can I meet Dax?
I don't know Dax. Hey, you want to come back and do another race with us?
Wait, are we live?
Yeah.
Shut up. Is he listening?
We're not live, but
I don't know. Dax, can you ask?
I've got Dax's cell number. Do you want to call him?
I love his wife. I think she's beautiful.
That would be hilarious.
I love her.
Yes.
He's like, I'm in Hawaii. Why are you calling me so early?
Like, I would love to meet her as well.
She's Kristen Bell.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love
what?
Her. I love her.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, Kristen. Yeah.
Where have you been?
So, I would love to meet Dax.
I know, right? He gets, like, cannonballs shot in his crotch, and he gets to marry Kristen Bell. No, seriously.
What the fuck is happening?
We just watched.
You're ruining this for me, I think.
We literally just
I'm just trying to meet Dax.
This. Oh, I'm. Okay, never mind. Check out. Let's go.
I will say it's an amazing. I've done some stuff with Dax and with, like, Travis Pastrana, people that are, like, up on this pedestal,
hold on,
right?
Hold on. I got to pause and rewind because we have to just hit that last part of what we were talking about because it was the best part.
You do you, boo.
And then we can go back to the other one. And this is like Queen Squirrel bringing the squirrel crap back around. But the funniest part is, so Jim puts this deal of his headshot, screenshot of the headshot on Twitter, and he's like, hey, I didn't realize I was doing this TV show or whatever. So then the other Jim Beaver,
the real Jim Beaver that did the TV show.
And then he goes, yeah, I always get, you know, congratulated on all my racing accomplishments. It's very interesting.
What?
So, yeah, legitimately, really? Like, he and I, like, I'll get tagged and stuff. He was on the TV show Supernatural for, like, you know, 10 years or whatever. Yeah. So I get tagged in all this weird stuff from TV, and he gets tagged in all this weird racing stuff. So it's just, so we did this about 3 years ago. We did this interview. We set it up, and it was Jim Beaver, ex Jim Beaver. And so we literally, he and I just talked for 2 hours.
That's hilarious.
And it was the best, you know, and we've never met in person, but I've got, like, literally, Britt and I have to go to
LA. You guys should
do
a swap one day, right? Literally let him show up because his wristband to race,
yeah,
the driver of record would still show Jim Beaver.
Yeah.
Let him go jump in the race car and you just show up on the movie set and just see what happens.
Well, we talked about doing a swap like that.
So
it was
hilarious.
Like, I would go and teach him how to drive one day and then he would teach me how to act or something.
I don't know if you want him driving your cars, though. Maybe you could show up to act, but not driving the cars. I don't know. Is Kawasaki down with that?
I like you, Lenny. You got those sponsor plugs in there.
Those fuck Polaris. I didn't say that. I'm kidding. I love my free jet ski. I'm just kidding.
I think that's the first time Jim and I both were speechless. Normally we can lead.
I promise Lenny isn't on the payroll yet.
Clearly.
Yet.
Hey, I think you got something here.
Lenny, do you want to be my PR guy?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. You just want to come to races and drink?
Absolutely.
It's Captain Lenny, remember?
Yeah, well, so Captain Lenny's, Britt and I literally, her and I are walking around last year, and we start texting you guys. So we're in Maryland, and we're with Street Bike Tommy, and he goes, God, I hate these yuppie yacht people. And I'm looking at them walk around, they're like little boat shoes, and they have like their popped collar, like salmon polos. And
white.
They're little hats.
He brought the salmon back.
Yeah, and I literally messaged, like, Lenny, we got to dress up, just literally walk the channel or something.
I remember that.
Britt's like, and she's like, oh, Ginger and I can dress up as like.
No, but I said, I'm like, so you guys have that, right? Guy with a boat, pretty much, is what the whole theme is. But I'm like,
you guys
I don't
be
know
the,
what the girl
be the arm
version
candy.
Of that, like, linen
oh my
pants.
God. I have so much to say about this off camera, off
why?
Mic. For the girl version.
Okay.
But I have so much for the guy version. I'll tell you about this, like, later.
She can't do that.
No, I feel
that's
like
not
make her
fair.
Keep going.
That's,
yeah.
That's too much of a tease.
Oh,
you
God.
Showed your boobs on air, and you're like literally pulling like.
Yeah, don't stop now.
Hey, you guys, don't interrupt her. She'll start.
Yeah, I'll
all
start over.
Again.
I'll start over again.
Yeah, you can do the two fingers. We've heard that,
but I haven't. I want to.
Hold on, I'm smoking. Hold on, is that on camera too? Are we live?
No, we're recording.
No. Okay, so you can cut this out.
Yeah,
because I'm smoking.
Cigarettes, by the way.
Yeah.
Wait,
don't.
You're not. That's not weed.
No, it's like cigarettes.
It's crack.
You smoke your tobacco. Oh, we're smoking crack. You smoke your tobacco.
You can
out
put
of
a little
pipe?
Of that in there, but like, don't.
That's the nicest way. Like, you could, but No.
The foot fetish people don't like you smoking, is that what we're saying?
You never know. I got a thing.
Well, they just don't like smoking between the toes, right? Okay. If you're holding a cigarette between the toes.
No, maybe they do. They pay extra for that.
They do.
When she holds a cigarette between her toes, boom.
But you need like the long, like, what is it? The Virginia Slims, a little teeny.
Yeah, that's my name. You know my name is Virginia?
Really?
That's her real name, yeah.
Really? I learned something.
It tripped me out because one time Lenny goes, Virginia, and then it was Ginger, and then it was Gina. And so I looked at her and I go, well, I feel like an asshole because I've known you for a few years now and I've always called you Ginger.
I'm like, don't ever call me Gina.
But, so then I was like, but what? And so they gave me the whole breakdown on it, and I was actually more confused than I was before.
Yeah, I know.
It's still confusing.
My name is Virginia.
Really?
And I go by Ginger. It's a nickname for Virginia. And a nickname is Gina.
You know what's funny is all those fur coats that you got from your grandmother, they say Virginia.
I thought that conversation was going.
So the question is, have you been to Virginia?
No, never.
Lenny, you're failing.
I know. I want to bring you to
Virginia
Beach.
You know what's funny, though? And we know a friend who owns property in Virginia. We know a friend that has property in Virginia. We could actually go there.
I'm going to bring you to Virginia Beach.
But why does that make any sense? Like, it doesn't matter. Just because my name is Virginia doesn't mean I have to go there.
Are you kidding? If there's a state named Leonard, I would be there. Like, are you kidding?
I'm going to change my name to Miami.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Okay, Boat Bunny. South Beach.
You know, what's funny is there's a, I think, Virginian in Moab. There's a Virginian Inn or something like that, and we always used to call it the Virginia. You staying at the Virginia?
Virginia.
So, can you just, guys, like...
There's a lot of boats out tonight. Look at... Do you see them all?
There is.
Isn't that crazy?
No, you know why? Lenny. We don't see them.
Yeah, we really can't.
It's almost a full moon, but... No, look. You see that?
It's dark.
But you can see the boats. They're right there.
Laughlin's always fun because you watch the guys when the water level changes. And when they went out in the afternoon, the water was high. And then when they come back early in the morning or late at night and the water's all low and all of a sudden they're just beached up on the shore.
When they come back, they're high.
not drunk, high.
High.
Yeah. Well, what is the area out here by right north of Havasu when you have to go and there's like that little chute? You get the people that don't know what the hell they're doing and they go way off to the right and end up freaking sinking their boats.
Yeah, so when you go up the lake and you're hitting the river, you have to hug the reeds.
Yeah, you got
to
hug right around the edge there for about like
a quarter
mile.
That's called the DUI checkpoint is what that is.
Yeah, but you get the one guy random way off to the right, and you're like, oh, look at that guy.
That's why you go by and you see like two or three boats every day like all stranded up on the beach going, help, help. And it's like, call Cito. Like insurance, bro. You're all good.
Yeah, just stop. Just call Cito. Everything's fine. Just call Cito.
I've got some friends. I tell Britt this story, and she hasn't met them yet. And I'm like, they're some of my favorite human beings.
I already know. Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
So they've got. So they're part of the San Diego Yacht Club.
Oh, all right. But so I got a story about that.
Yeah, but their yacht is not like the yacht you would think it would be. But it's a legacy thing. And so they're like us, right? And they go in, and there's all these yuppies and stuff like that. But all the yuppies love them because they're just full on shit show. And so it becomes this thing, like, everybody loves them, and they've got this just beater old yacht that's been in the family for years, and it's just parked there, and it's not worth anything. So they decide that they want to go to Catalina. They want to take the yacht, and the thing hadn't been out of the marina in forever. So they get all tuned up, and they're like, we're going to go to Catalina. So they knew they only had to make it halfway. Because if they made it halfway, they have the insurance, the tow insurance, and the tow insurance has to tow you to the nearest marina.
Nice.
So they made it literally halfway to Catalina. The freaking boat blows up. The tow comes out, and they're like, well, the closest marina is Avalon and Catalina. Yes. And they're like, perfect. Take us there.
Oh, so darn.
They towed them all the way to Catalina. So they sit there for like a week in Catalina, partying and everything else. So they get the boat going again, and they're like, all right, we just have to make it halfway home. So they
They
literally limp it halfway back to the coast. Thing blows up again. The Suto comes out, and they're like, oh, the closest is Long Beach or whatever. They're like, perfect. Let's do that. So they totally went back, and I just thought it was the funniest shit ever.
That is hilarious.
I'm like, they totally worked the system in their favor. They're like, but we took our yacht to Catalina.
So they're like, do you want the tow insurance? And you're like, no. That's the stupidest answer I ever.
Yeah. Always say yes.
Extra $5. Yeah, we'll take that.
Well, it's like rental car insurance. You always say yes.
Yeah.
So do you guys want to go to Catalina?
She's never been. I have, but I would love to go back.
Catalina's pretty cool. I would love to go to Catalina, and I would not be mad if we broke down.
Yeah.
But, okay, well, yes and no. I just
don't want a Natalie Wood over there.
And you've heard the parental unit story, right?
Yeah.
I think I've told you.
By Catalina.
Yes.
I don't know if I've heard the parental unit.
So, this is third party from my parents, which should be a good resource, but I'd still love to hear the actual story on this. So my dad and my mom, which again is just a weird thing to say in general, being together in the same place, but they decide they're going to go to Catalina, but my dad wants to jet ski to Catalina.
Shut your mouth.
Who does that?
They do.
They did all the 20 miles. No. Yes. Long Beach. It's 25 miles.
You got to remember, we used to go 30 miles on that thing all the
people
time.
People don't jet ski from here to over there. Like, are you serious?
I did earlier, but anyways.
My dog was barking when you jet skied out to the mooring earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was freaking out. I was
well,
like,
it was two-stroke, a little more high-pitched. They're like, what the hell's that thing? Anyway, so they go out, and my mom's telling me the story. They go out. They don't have the equipment. They don't have the radios, anything, no GPS, whatever. He's just like, I know it's this way. And they get halfway out there, and I guess there's all this other, I don't know. She was telling me it's one of the worst experiences. I don't even think they ever made it, or they had to get somebody else to help them to get there. But they more or less lost the seat. Well, she was on the boat, driving the boat, but my dad was literally jet skiing from whatever the closest bay to, I think it's like 14 miles closest point.
Yeah, it's far away.
No, it's like 20
really
miles.
Far away.
It sounds like a Natalie Wood story.
Yeah, no, I...
What?
Yeah, how old are you? A Natalie Wood story.
I'm 12. Do you want to see my documentation?
No, I want to see your boobs.
I'm 12. I'm 12. What the fuck?
Of course, Lonnie. There he is. I just want to see your boobs. Okay, so
no one's ever said no.
Starting it. Wait, why would anybody ever go to Catalina on a jet ski?
You haven't met my father, obviously.
Obviously, this is crazy.
Her dad's a little nuts.
I heard the story and I was like, I'm in, but I wouldn't be an idiot. I would take a GPS and a damn radio.
Well, back in the day, you used to just like go.
That's exactly what he did.
I'm going to ride my jet ski to Catalina, bro. And you're like, oh, this is awesome. I want
to
go.
The weird thing about going to Catalina
me in an inner tube.
Like, and I've only been from Long Beach. You leave Long Beach, you can't see Catalina. And you get out there like 6-7 miles. And then all of a sudden, the fog and everything breaks. Start seeing the island out in the distance. But there's like 6-7 miles where you're blind. So I could see how you get lost.
And UFO bases underwater there, apparently.
That was where where Gilligan's Island took off, right? Way back in the day. So,
right.
Your dad ended up on Gilligan's Island.
They went on a three-hour tour. Yeah.
All the things. You guys are creeping me the fuck out. Were you going to try to actually jet ski out there?
Where?
No.
Britt doesn't like fish enough to try to jet ski to Catalina.
No. Do you like snorkeling?
No, I can't put my head underwater.
You snorkeled today.
Listen.
Oh, my God. Shut the...
No, yes.
We're not talking Urban Dictionary snorkeling, okay?
No, she snorkeled today. She swam around with her snorkel.
I only very recently...
For an hour. Your butt is Colombian, right?
No,
is that where you got it?
It's super sunburnt.
You got it in Colombia, right?
Yes.
It floated the whole way. She didn't even have to swim.
I don't know how to explain this, but...
Her ass was pushing her, forward.
I have always wanted to snorkel. I have always wanted to snorkel, but I can't put my face underwater because I have an issue where I feel like I'm going to drown. I can't swim.
Well, you're not supposed to breathe when you're underwater.
So we got our helmet.
So I have this basically a helmet.
Like an old school scuba diving deal.
It goes over my whole face.
It's similar, but not
I'm picturing
the same.
Like a 1920s scuba outfit.
No, she literally
with
has a helmet that she puts on her face.
It goes over my whole face.
Yeah.
And I can put my whole face in there and it was really hard for me to do it. I was like,
This is the OnlyFans, like, back. Section 3.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why did I not put this on OnlyFans? Literally, tell all the people.
She
all
goes
your
back, and she goes, I can't do it. I'm like, yeah, what?
So subscribe to Ginger Lynn on OnlyFans.
Please, no, subscribe.
With her scuba helmet.
Yeah, watch her scuba helmet with a butt in the air.
Subscribe.
Her floaties.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. No, I put my face in there, and I got it in there. I got it in there.
That's what she said.
When she figured
yes,
it out.
Yes, exactly.
I'm like, you motorboating son of a bitch.
When she figured it out.
I got it in there. I put that face in there.
She was hilarious. She turned around. She goes, hi. And I'm like.
I'm like, oh. I got back up. I'm like, I did it. I did it. Back in.
If we just trim that sound bite, we could go.
It's going to be the intro to the show.
I did it. I did it, guys.
She just put her face in there. Oh.
I did it. I like. Touched it. I'm like, oh my God, I did it. That's literally what happened today.
Can I just do a that's what she said times like five for the rest of this conversation?
100%.
Hey. Like this.
Wait, is there?
All the fingers are on the face. Five times. Same story. Same story.
Am I repeating myself?
No, not at all.
Oh, I am.
This is a great segment.
you just started. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. This is my problem.
I am picturing this though. But like I said, my problem is I'm picturing like not her actual butt, but like a cartoon bubble butt to the point where like somebody couldn't dive because it's sticking up.
And then
like a 1920s like scuba full on like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh my God. I 100% was thinking about SpongeBob SquarePants. When I was in there, I was thinking about SpongeBob SquarePants. When I was looking in there, I'm like, oh my God, that looks like SpongeBob SquarePants. Like I was literally thinking that the whole time.
I don't know if I would want to actually know what's in this river or
no,
in this lake.
No, I know.
Though.
No, absolutely not.
She came back and she looked at me and she goes,
I'm like, nothing.
Bro.
There's nothing.
She goes, that rope down there that's floating scared me.
A rope.
I thought it was a snake.
It was literally a rope sitting straight up, and that was like my biggest fear.
She runs out, ew!
Yeah, no, I was like, ah! I'm like, I looked up, I'm like, it was a rope. It was a fucking rope, guys. It was a rope.
So we had a fish that got ran over this morning and I... No, I'm serious. I get on the jet ski and I'm like, oh,
sorry to
shit.
Laugh.
We have a fish.
No.
And it smells.
Peter just banned our podcast.
Nothing happened. I was like, I put my mask on and I am terrified of everything. And there was nothing in there. It was a
we
fucking
had a,
rope.
I want
to know how the fish got on the road to get ran over.
No, we had a stinky fish. I got a stick. And then
but
that didn't work.
Hey, your stick isn't supposed to get near stinky fish. You should know this.
Okay, I know where you're going with that. So they handed me a paddle.
I preempted this whole.
True.
That's what she said.
We threw him a paddle. We threw him a paddle.
I picked that freaking
fish up. We threw him a paddle, and he picked up the fish.
And I rode the jet ski with a fish.
You guys should have been here this morning.
This is such an old man thing to do, right?
You guys should have been here this morning.
No, they came down. They're like, oh my God. And I'm like,
why does it smell
so fishy? They're like, did you fart? And I'm like, no. That's the dead fish. I can do
it. It was bad.
You always blame it on the dead fish.
Give me the paddle. We sent him the paddle. He picked up the fish.
I could smell it from your house.
With the paddle. The fish was like.
It was.
On the paddle.
It was so weird. It just
and
laid on
like,
the paddle.
I got it. And he's
I'm
on like, his jet ski.
I'm
and
going
he's
like 30 miles an hour. No, I'm going
like
3 miles an hour.
And he's flinging it.
And I got the fish on the paddle. And I'm like, this is cool. I'm really cool. I hope they're taking video right now. This is cool. I'm so cool. I'm like, do you see the fish? They're like, we see the fish.
We see the fish. It smells.
He said, this is such like
smells,
an old. Like,
it smells prime.
So do you guys have your old people prime. Alter egos like Britt and I do?
It was terrible.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
and then
you?
He's like, I got it. I got
oh, yeah.
it. And
I'm,
he's like,
I'm Henry
it.
And that's Martha.
And he moved it over.
This
and
is Virginia and Leonard.
Virginia and Leonard. Henry and Martha. There we go.
We always say we're going to get the rocking chairs with our names put on them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's for nice. Sure. We should
like
do that.
I like that.
Whenever I start stumbling around, I'm like, ow, ow. And he's like, all right, Martha. I'm like, Henry. No.
That's like my favorite movie.
Henry?
The Notebook.
Oh, gosh.
Big old softy over here.
Yeah. No. Oh, my God.
Dude,
oh, my God. Can we talk
pull,
about that?
Oh.
Can we talk
so
about
many
that?
Chicks.
Absolutely,
yeah.
We can talk about this.
Dude, I had a Facebook one day.
Wait, listen. Once upon a time you had a Facebook?
I had a Facebook.
So back in the day. Oh, are we still on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is this live?
No, we're not live.
Okay.
No.
We can, like, cut this out. Listen, when I met, I want to get this in here. When I met Lenny, he, we met, whatever. I went back and I obviously Googled the shit out of him. And his, what was it back then? Was it MySpace or Facebook?
It was MySpace, I think, probably.
No, I think it was like, I don't know.
It was Facebook.
And it was like, what's your like favorite movies or whatever? He had, what was it?
It was on his top 8.
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
That's why I pulled all the bitches.
He had.
I'm serious. That's why I pulled this.
Have you ever
here.
Seen The Notebook?
No. But apparently, like,
nobody's ever called him out. How many years later?
Hey, you got your wife.
Apparently, all the ladies like that.
Bio on the bio was like his favorite movie was like The Notebook. And, like,
favorite band Coldplay.
Oh my God!
Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews Band. I'm crying with you.
Exactly.
You.
All of these kind of things, and I was like, oh yeah, I'll go with you to New Orleans. Like, I'll just go with you.
Okay. Sidebar though, like. So I don't think you guys have it anymore, right? But real estate, rental, stuff, like you guys had property. Okay, you do. So
yeah, we still have it.
Remind me again what your guys' setup is over there. Because apparently I'll never make it.
Well, our setup was we used to live on Bourbon Street for 4 years.
Oh, no, that was my thing. I got us an apartment overlooking
a strip club, obviously, because she likes dancers. I'm not going to lie.
It wasn't on purpose.
I'm sure you hate him.
No, absolutely not. No, I got us, because we were staying in hotel rooms all the time, and I'm like, it's going to be so cheaper if I get us a hotel, or not a hotel.
An apartment.
Apartment. If we just get an apartment, it's so much cheaper to just have an apartment than having hotel rooms every time we come out, Aaron. So I got us this apartment, and the apartment was right over Bourbon Street, right over...
Deja vu.
Yeah, Hustler the strip club.
No, Hustler Club. No. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, Hustler Club.
It was
fantastic. Hustler Club.
Our balcony was right there.
I didn't do it on purpose, but yeah, it was
there.
We
have lifetime membership. We have, like, VIP cards.
Yes.
I'm literally go get all, them
all
to
of
you
the,
right
all
now.
All of those things. He's absolutely right, yes. Yeah. All that.
It's fantastic. They'd be like, oh, Ginger Lynn. On the main stage.
And we made friends. We had, like, unlimited VIP to the VIP strip club.
They were
whatever.
VIP VIPs.
Yeah.
And so we made so many friends with the strippers that they would, like, come over and, like, can we get ready in your
house? Uh-oh. She was one of those people. She thought the strippers actually liked them.
So, they would, like, come over and get ready in my house before they went to work, and it was like, oh, cool, yeah.
No, but the
fine.
Whole thing that, to answer your question, the whole thing was that we went down to New Orleans after the Hurricane Katrina, and we, you know, wanted to help, you know, and we were involved with Brad Pitt.
At the very beginning.
All the things that was going on and everything, and we still, today... I don't know how many doors we have. We have, like, what, 60 doors?
Yeah.
We sold off some. And we house homeless people. And the funny thing is, I mean, to tell you the truth of it, it's like the homeless people, it's sad and it sucks. But they are literally getting free housing, free phones, free everything, you know, free money and this and that and everything. And the sad thing is they try to get a job or something, try to do something, they take all of their benefits away.
Yeah, it's not staggered. It's all or nothing.
It's all or nothing.
If they try to get a job, they're going to take their benefits away. Yeah. So if they don't try to get a job.
So that's what we do. But anyways, back to the 4 years on Bourbon Street. Best
no,
4 years of
like,
my life.
We will. I do want to get back to that because I'd love to hear some stories. I've seen some pictures. But it is like because the very... first time I had met you guys when we were talking and you guys were traveling back and forth because you were talking about being in Vegas all the time, which is, you know, right by my house. And you're like, oh, yeah, we were there last week or we're going to be there 2 weeks from now. And you guys were always out there. Yeah. And so finally I was like, well, why are you guys always going out there? And you started telling me about the rentals and going out and kind of doing property management and stuff. And then you guys saw my house and seeing all the TI that I'd been doing in my house. And it's like, oh, yeah, you guys do that too.
Yeah.
So it's always neat because
that's kind of what we always talk about is everybody sees what we do on a surface level. And then there's so many other things that you're a part of that nobody ever realizes it. And for me, like, that's all the stuff I love. That's all the cool things. Like, don't get me wrong. We have great freaking lives. It doesn't matter what we do. Like, tomorrow's going to be a great day. The next day is going to be awesome. But there's so many things we do that I honestly forget about because it's part of our daily. And then somebody walks in or you get in a conversation. It's like, wait, you do that? I do that too. We're here, and it's amazing how many people you meet.
I just want to say your kitchen counter is dope. And I can't wait to see your basement.
We've seen a basement.
No, I... Yeah. Whoa, hey.
We've got a plan.
It's got the fifth round of drywall on it, and I think this time it's sticking.
I think Ginger was getting a little funny when she said that. We've seen her basement. We actually haven't seen her basement.
There's no carpet or drapes.
We'd love to see your basement. No, it's fantastic. Oh, geez, what's going on there?
I've seen her basement.
You've seen her basement? Okay.
No, I mean, I haven't seen her basement, like, with no pants on.
My basement always stays full.
I've seen her actual basement.
I literally asked Jim, how's her basement coming along? And he's like, quite well.
So. I was like, it is. And I said, we've got a plan. I was like, you look at the basement as a whole, it's overwhelming. We've got a plan. Two rooms, we're going to knock those out.
I remember she, when
I
first...
I can't believe it's been 2 years that you've been building your house, though.
No, it's been longer
than that. It's been 2 years since
we've
seen her.
Oh, my God, that's actually true, right? Yeah. It's been, like, at least four.
My problem is I build it, and then I go on to an event, and I come back, and the basement's flooded. Or I go here, and then I come back, and then this...
Your basement got flooded?
Your basement?
It's not the basement. It's Mother Nature.
I know, but do you not have a pump down there? What's going on?
There's no reason to, because even then, it was still only, you know, 3/8 of an inch of water. It was just enough just to get in the floorboards. But I had brought down 70 brand new sheets of drywall, and they were sitting there. So when I got home, the worst part was I brought all the drywall down, and then they got water damage. So then I had to trash them all and get them back up the stairs, which was a lot of fun.
That's not cheap. It's not cheap.
No.
Carry two at a time or one?
We were there. We saw her shit. We saw her.
Yeah, I used to be able to do two. I don't think I can now. Like, I had a little, like, scoot, like, the little boogie scoot down the stairs. I'd let it slide, hit, and the hardest part was pivoting around that. But I used to be able to carry two. Now my little lobster claws don't let me.
Oh, my God.
It's sad but true. For those who haven't caught it yet, I'm... a young person with old person disease. I've got RA, so my hands don't like to work some days.
What's RA?
We're on the same.
Rheumatoid arthritis. But
oh, hey, hi.
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 Same.
Hello.
Rub my hands.
Hold me.
I think I have like the love tennis me, elbow.
Uh-huh.
So I have that.
Jesus. Yep.
She was a country clubber.
Don't. Listen. What the fuck?
That's actually true.
My index finger hurts from signing so many receipts.
Yeah. I got a callus on my finger.
Things hurt for us, too.
What?
Yeah, things hurt for us, too.
Nobody, don't give me your rich girl problems over here. I have tennis elbow.
Rich girl problems. Okay. Hey, listen.
When does it go to pickleball elbow?
Yeah, have you played pickleball? Britt and I have had this conversation.
I'm literally dropping out of this conversation right now to go drink pickle juice. Bye.
Hey, hold on. While you're up, can you give me, can you put some?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Do we need to pause this for a quick break?
I don't know if I'm going to drink pickle juice, but we should do a pause.
Okay, we'll do a bathroom.
We'll do a regather.
And we'll come back for our third and probably final.
And nobody. No, I think everybody's tapered off by this.
No, I'm down. I'm down
actually,
to keep going.
I don't know
going.
If they have. I think it's
I
pretty
am
engaging.
Down to
content.
Keep going.
All right. We're going to take a break here on. I haven't even said the name of the show yet. The Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone.
Oh, you haven't named this?
No, it's named. It's just we haven't said it because we just hit record. So, yep.
When it's time to replace the tires on your vehicle, General Tire delivers the tires you need for both your next big adventure and your daily commute. Whether you need all-season traction, lasting tread wear, or a quiet drive, General Tires are designed to deliver whatever life brings your way. From all-season ultra-high-performance tires for passenger cars and crossovers to extreme all-season mud terrain and tires for light trucks and SUVs, General Tire delivers great performance. To find your ideal tire, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
Are you looking for a place to push yourself behind the wheel and see how your driving skills stack up? Dirtfish Rally School is that place. Located on 315 acres of pristine automotive playground at the foot of the Cascade Mountains in Snoqualmie, Washington, right outside of Seattle, Dirtfish Rally School is a one-of-a-kind place where everyone from first-time drivers to seasoned professionals like Bucky Lassick and Antoine Lestage can push themselves to their limit. Whether driving the high-performance, rally-prepped, all-wheel drive Subaru Impreza STI is what you're looking for, or you'd rather hang it all out in the rear-wheel drive Subaru BRZs, Dirtfish Rally School has something for everyone. Classes are available from 2 hours to three full days and feature instructors with over 150 years of combined racing experience. Whether you're looking to become the best and get an edge on the competition, or just looking to freshen your skills behind the wheel, Dirtfish Rally School is the place to go. For more information on registering for classes, visit Dirtfish on the web at dirtfish.com, or to check out the latest happenings from Dirtfish, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dirtfish Rally.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next cat-back exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Thanks for listening to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. Available online on SiriusXM, on AM/FM networks across the U.S., and internationally on the American Forces Network. Head to JimBeaver15.com for all the details.
So pickle juice is a thing, huh, Lenny?
I mean, if you haven't tried it yet, it's fantastic.
It's horrible.
No, I need the salt. You need sodium. Horrible. You need sodium.
I have, like, the anti-problem.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I have to take diuretics.
To get rid of the sodium.
Because otherwise, again, lobster claws.
Oh, my God. You hate me right now.
No, I just laughed because my joke, I was like, so do you do prune juice in the morning and pickle juice at night or what?
I thought you were joking when you said that.
No,
of course you
did. That's literally your program?
Yeah, that's why, like, you guys don't see me for a while. Like, I had to go and just, like, there's days where my hands just legitimately don't work. So, for me, riding the stand-up for 10 minutes, I'm better now because I've finally... getting my treatment, so it's under control. But when it wasn't, like, I could go ride for 10 minutes and I would be gone, like, dead for 3 days. You wouldn't see me. I'd go sleep for like 48 hours.
I kind of feel the same way, but I'm not there yet. But I understand what she's saying. I mean, I get it. It's like, yeah. Ginger rides for 10 minutes and she's done for like 3 days.
Oh, I'll take it. Whatever.
Yeah. It's fine.
She's like,
me?
I'm not even commenting.
Wait, you put your. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. I can hear.
You
a
can
lot
totally
of
hear
you.
Me. Put those glasses on.
But you can't see her now. She's got her glasses on.
Can't
she's hiding.
Me?
She's. I mean, is there any way that we can like get pictures of like what she looks like with those? What are those, like, space
glasses?
I was gonna
say, I don't have my
what's
phone.
Going on
I
here?
Just, what is the face the, shield or whatever? What, the
it's
mask
a face shield?
Deal?
Yeah. I actually feel like Ginger Lynn needs a Pit Viper deal.
This is yes. My vibe, guys.
She's
this
vibing.
You're vibing?
Actually, your vibe jam. Your this vibe is actually plugged in
don't
the bedroom.
Even question it. I don't even know where you're even.
That's a wee vibe, okay?
No, I'm just saying. She goes, plug
this
that thing in.
This is just what I look like.
She's like, I am not happy with this guy's performance.
I don't know how to.
Plug this in. No, she did.
Go drink some pickle juice.
I woke up this morning, I looked on the phone, I'm like,
straw,
oh, shit.
Though?
That happened last night.
Is that mask what? Like the extra pay-per-view content on OnlyFans?
All right, and here's like the random reel.
Oh, my God,
we're doing
I love that.
Of,
Ginger,
wow,
Ginger. Nope, that's
Ginger,
extra content.
Ginger, say
hello. Hello.
Yeah, we don't charge extra, yeah. Sorry.
Wait, should I do
our lives aren't that cool.
Should I do a middle finger or should I do a peace sign? I don't know if I'm a nice person or an asshole. I don't know what my vibe
at
is.
At this point, I don't think you have to worry about being proper, right, on this?
I don't like the middle finger, Ginger.
I know, I don't either.
I think you
I don't,
should do this
I'm like a
right
really
here.
Nice person. Like
you
I'm
should
a
do
really
like
nice
local boys.
She's
local
sorry.
Boys or does she need to do like the
I'm
shocker?
Like, sorry,
local boys
sorry.
Or do the shocker?
The shocker.
Can you do the shocker, babe? Look at, she's, God.
She's Jesus. Thinking she's going pink, stink.
I know.
She's counting. It's like, what the hell? Thank God she doesn't know it. I'd be like, oh, what
Wait,
the
hold
what,
on.
What's going
Stop,
on over
I got it.
My
where'd
friend,
that fingernail go?
You guys are pressuring me right now.
My friend growing up had the best story. She's like, my grandma, my great-grandma.
That's two in the stink and one in the pink, though.
It's not the shocker?
No, it is.
Maybe
if you
for
want,
you.
If you want two in the stink, that's
But I'm like, wild.
Now she's so, pitchforking. Go Sun Devils. Yay.
Ginger, if any of your girlfriends are listening right now, they're going to be like really pissed.
No, listen, no one like, wants to be my friend right now.
Why are you telling everyone you're putting two in my steak?
I'm pitchforking.
Oh, my God. Those things are dangerous.
I literally have no idea.
Sorry, fellow ASU alumni. I did not expect it to go this way.
Hey, oh, listen. Wait. Are we talking to ASU? I know some kids.
Are we live
again? I said Sun Devils.
Oh, my
pitchfork.
God.
Pitchfork.
Awesome.
And then she's talked about pitchforking.
I don't know. By the way,
I did not talk about pitchforking.
The Chick-fil-A at ASU
is garbage.
Right there. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's delicious.
I mean, a Chick-fil-A can be good, but that.
Can I take a sip of this?
That particular.
You do, you.
That particular one right there is bad.
It's just, it's all pre-made and it kind of sits. Yeah.
Can I tell a Brittany story real quick about
Please.
ASU?
Please. Thank you.
So obviously she went to ASU. Her and I go to Phoenix and get a hotel room. We got to fly out the next day or whatever. We go to Diamondbacks game. Gets over like 8 o'clock. She's like, oh, shit, we got to go to the old stomping grounds. We got a lot of time. All right. I've never been to ASU campus. She knows like every bar, restaurant.
I always have to correct them on these stories.
You do you.
Same.
There was nothing open.
Well, I know.
No, I'm saying it wasn't like, hey, let's just go down there randomly. When we have a flight that we're almost going to miss.
Right? Yeah.
We ended up down there because there's no food. And I'm like, well, screw it. Let's go out on Mill Avenue. Something should be open.
So she takes me to this pizza place that she went to in college. Freaking amazing-ass pizza. I don't even know what it's called.
Oh, Mellow Mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. The most amazing food.
Wait, it's called Mellow Mushroom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just farted. Sorry. Go on.
So the food's amazing. My girl over here... We're, like, within 10 minutes of sitting down, she's almost in a fist fight with a college girl. Makes her cry, and the girl leaves the bar.
Her ex-roommate.
I can see that.
It was, like, it was a full-on snowflake girl.
I just don't have... Well, she sat down and started, like, crying to me. So she basically sat down. Somebody asked, or made the mistake of asking if she was okay. Because, you know, a female by herself... At 1 o'clock in the morning, crying on a bar stool, like, you just want to make sure she's good. So the bartender walks up and is like, you okay? And you could tell he realized he made that mistake. We learn later this is the fourth person because she'd been there for like 2 hours and just didn't leave. At the time, didn't know this. So this person goes, you okay? She starts just blah, 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 word vomit, and that person leaves. All of a sudden, she looks over to me and starts... I can't even remember, but it was like, life is so rough.
My friends voted for Trump. My friends voted for Trump. And she's
legitimately
bawling.
Crying.
And Brittany just looks at her like, oh, bitch, you're looking for sympathy from the wrong person.
You picked the wrong crew, bro.
And she gave me like 3 or 4 points like she was looking for comfort. And I looked over to her, and it has nothing to do with who or what you voted for, anything. It was a situation of I'm sitting here crying because my friends voted for somebody else. Nobody's hurt. Nobody's dying. Like, everybody's okay. But I can't handle my life because I just found out. And this is...
I want to say everybody was so much more okay.
How
do you love your
$8
a gallon?
But
this
is like 6 months ago. This wasn't like years ago. This has happened like 6 months ago. Like she just found out and she was still heartbroken.
She just found out that like the gas
and
went up.
I looked at her. She probably doesn't have a fucking car. Yeah.
Right.
I'm just sitting back. I'm like,
no idea.
She still lives with her parents. Yeah. And she's 28 and she's on her third degree.
She's 28 and she's getting all the degrees.
That's fantastic.
I'm just like, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to sit back for a minute, watch my girl over here just fucking destroy this girl.
I'm just 100%. Like, I didn't even know that existed on college campuses. They're liberals?
No.
Not at all.
Only in the cry rooms.
We're totally not going to.
There's a cry room?
Well, they have those now.
Thank God there's a cry room.
They're called safe spaces.
No, now they're just called dorms.
Oh my God. Stop it. Or classrooms, whatever.
Where'd
but
you
no,
get her
she
from?
Literally, she just sits there and she's like, blah, blah. She looks to me for support. And
she's
I was like,
blah, blah, blah.
All right.
Literally, it was like,
and
blah,
I just,
she did
I
lobster
just
claw,
said,
blah, blah, blah.
She was like, blah, blah, blah. She said,
lobster clawed that. Blah, 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 blah. She did blah, 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 blah.
I don't point at you. I clawed.
Jesus.
Lenny's snoring over here. Sorry to bore you, bud.
I can't.
What the fuck? I mean, I honestly, and I'm not going to go on a rant, but I'm going to say, what the heck has gone on? What has happened?
No, we're just not going on a rant with that. Let's talk about Bubba Buzz and bikinis.
Bubba Buzz and bikinis.
I would really like to
see. What was Ron White's thing the other night? Blah, 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 fuck.
Yeah, blah, 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 fuck. We went to Ron White in Vegas. Cool. I don't know if
We went to Moses. We went to Moses. As Ron White.
So I had some meetings. So Britt and I go to Vegas for the weekend just to kind of just screw off and do whatever. And we decided to go to Ron White. I guess he's on his way out. Like he's decided, like he's done with
has
whatever.
He got a tater tot in there?
Tater salad.
Oh, tater salad.
No, I think he got bought out of his contract early because of the whole buyout with the casinos.
Easiest way to put it is Ron White.
I don't know anything about this.
Ron White's a hot mess right now. Let's just put it that way. He is a hot mess. Like, he's just, he's a shit show.
Was this a good turn then, I guess? I have no idea.
I mean, it was funny. It was.
When you could understand him.
Oh,
and then he would just throw some stuff out there where you're like, whoa, and the whole crowd would go silent. He's like, all right, so that joke didn't work. Yeah, let's try again.
He'd be like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, let's kill babies. No, it would legitimately be like something like that. Everybody would be like, where did that come from?
So, I kind of want to know what that happened.
Am I wrong, Britt? It was
pull it up. Pull it up.
You're not going to be able to find it. It's like he's testing new material, but it was like him and his wife going to Sedona and retiring there and deciding they were going to live out the lay of the land till they couldn't afford it anymore. And then when they came to collect or arrest them, they were just going to shoot themselves and float down the river.
Oh, shit.
Pretty sure that's exactly how that joke went. That
awesome game plan.
That was the punchline right there.
Yeah, everybody's
and
playbook.
I'm sorry there's no copyright issues if I... Like,
no,
it's not
yet.
But
no,
that was pretty word for word.
It was crickets, and he goes, yeah, so that joke probably didn't go over too well.
He goes, I need to refine that one a little better.
I'm going to Google it, like, right now. Like,
do it.
I think he's only got, like, two or three shows left in Vegas.
I'm a little buzzed to do it, but I'm going, I'm going to, you guys do it for me. How about that? Yeah, I'm good.
Whiskey.
You sleeping? Oh, should we do whiskey shots?
Whiskey shots?
Oh, Jesus.
Do you need a shot?
We were just doing
should we?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Now, normally, people usually take whiskey shots and then do pickle back. He just takes pickle juice and he goes, maybe we'll take a whiskey back.
I got a lot of pickles.
I've had plenty of...
You have a lot of pickles, do you?
I have pickles.
Yeah. I mean, we've had vodka shots tonight. We've had Jello shooters. I mean...
Ooh, guys, those Jello shooters are good.
I literally have everything.
Do you want more of those? Should we get more Jello shots?
Do you guys want Jellos?
She doesn't.
I don't.
She has her hands on her head. Now she's doing, I don't know what that is.
What?
That's gymnastics.
That's a gymnastics
pose
right
there.
That's a yes if I've ever seen that.
Oh, MCA. Yeah. All right, she's doing cheerleading right now.
This isn't live. You can cut this and make like cool stuff.
She just cupped her hands together. When she cheered her hands together.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So I was a cheerleader, too.
Really?
I like how she says, too. Like, she could prove that I was one.
No, seriously, she...
I'm going to cut you out. What the fuck?
Jesus. There's murder right there. Forensic files.
100%. If you guys are ever...
Dateline 2020.
Is this recorded?
Yeah.
If Lenny's murdered...
Another 48 hours.
You can look into me.
Like, dun, dun, dun. How did he die?
How did he die?
His wife said, I will cut you out. Dun, dun, dun.
In two pieces.
Where did she bury the body?
In two pieces. I'll show you. You want me to show you?
See, now she doesn't want to say where she put the body. See that?
What is your guys' craziest... now I can't think of the place. See,
you can't say what is your craziest fucking and then stop. Like that was bad, Britt.
That could go on all night. No, it's New Orleans.
We got really weird.
New Orleans. Like, I've heard some cool stories.
Really? Yeah, yeah, okay.
But what is your guys' like craziest story that can be re-aired? New Orleans.
Wait, what do you mean? Like,
because I know there's always, like, especially when you guys go out during what, French Quarter?
Dude,
like,
there's always craziness. So we used to go to a place called Three-Legged Dog. We would go there.
Oh, this is a good story.
Okay, cool.
Go for it.
And we would go there, and they would serve crawfish at 2 a.m. on certain nights. And we would go there.
We can plug this place.
2 o'clock in the morning. And we'd walk in. There'd be rats running around the place. We'd go in there.
Big-ass rats. The size of my dog. Where's my dog?
I have so many stories. And you would open up a styrofoam box and give them $20, and they would fill that box all the way up. You get corn, sausage, everything. And
you would have the best.
Yeah.
The best crawfish.
And they would be nibbling at your feet while
you're
eating.
Ever have in your life.
Crazy. It was crazy.
The crawfish were nibbling at your feet?
No, the rats.
The crawfish that you would eat in your mouth.
I can't do the whole.
Should we start over?
You have to squeeze the cockroach and suck it. You have to suck really hard. Yeah.
It's gross.
And the place where we would get the best crawfish in our life, the bar where we would go to get it, yeah, there was like
better story.
Rats and shit. Like,
better story. We would go into the hood to go to work and show up, and people would start yelling at us at 6 in the morning. We'd drive straight back to the bar.
We're like, all right.
We would literally go to the bar and drink Bloody Marys.
Well,
for
that was
like
your mistake. You guys should have drank before you dealt
started
with it.
Started
right?
at the bar, yeah.
No,
yeah.
That was when you guys were first doing property management.
Yeah.
No, but literally, the crawfish were the best crawfish you could ever have. And yes, it was in the middle of the French Quarter.
I would get a phone call at midnight, and they'd go, "We're doing a cook. Come over and make sure you're in a costume." We'd be like, oh, okay.
What costume? Yep.
No, so in New Orleans, you don't go anywhere without a wig or face makeup or something stupid. Show up at midnight, and sure enough, the whole party, it's like Halloween everywhere, every time.
So what was your go-to costume?
Literally.
She always wore stretch suits with zippers in the front, so
to this day,
and I was just dumb
for Halloween. I always wear a full body suit.
Body suit, like
I always wear a full
a cat suit, like a latex suit.
To this day, I'll only wear a full
a body
suit.
And she would put me in a pumpkin,
and I'll put it.
And I'm like, hi.
It's not.
I'm obviously
like that.
Not getting laid tonight. I'm just here on the idiot.
It's Blumpkin the Pumpkin.
Yeah. But we
no,
would...
I get him in a cute suit to go with me, but I always get a full body suit. So, like, okay, for example, we were doing fish when, like, well, I was doing fish. I was a mermaid.
With a paddle, were you scooping it out of the river?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
No,
and
so,
by the way, you don't want that.
So I always do a full body suit. So I had the scales. My whole body was scales. And I put him as a shark. And I put a shark head on him. Like, you're fine, just put a shark head on him.
I think the shark head is literally in the back of your range right now.
No way. Yeah, I still have the shark head.
So if you get the back seat of the car and we go to dinner.
Tomorrow when I ride the scale,
yes, you can wear it.
You can
wear it.
All hot. And I'm like, put this shark head on. You're good, let's go.
Everyone wears it in the back of the car like this. We're like going to Dolce, and it's like, yeah, cool.
So no.
I want to go follow a boat tomorrow on the stand-up with the shark head on.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, he was big fish. I was little fish. I was scaly.
Big fish, little fish.
I was
fish.
A scaly little fish. He was a shark.
Baby shark. Bow, bow, bow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Baby shark.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he was. And then what was another one? Like, he was big shark. I was little shark. It was kind of like that.
I mean, so, like, we've probably had 20, maybe 30, maybe 40 over the last...
We were pumpkins at once.
10 years. No. Tenants get murdered.
Oh.
Wow.
Like, get murdered. Like, not just die.
We've
had another 100 tenants die.
Yeah. There's that.
It's crazy.
And that's not just on paper, right? Like, oh, I'm not paying. I'm not getting a deposit.
No,
like,
they literally
that's...
come up and go, you took my mom's bread in the forehead. Like, and they're like, oh, we're going to go retaliate. They come over and they're like, you just saw me. And it's like, why? Stop. What are you doing? This is ridiculous. Redonkulous. Stupid. It's crazy. Where'd it come from? Crazy.
So hold on again. I'm like reprocessing what you just said. 40 in the last,
at least 40 people in the last 15 years have been murdered, easily.
We've had these bullies for 15 years.
So we had one.
Have to go in and do cleanup, or does somebody else?
Oh my God!
No,
so
we,
thank
we
you.
Do it.
So thank you for asking that.
Yeah.
We had a guy. We have multiple people that melted in their houses for weeks on end. Yeah, and the neighbors
that have died in their houses and no one knows them. So they're just
they're
dead in their houses and nobody knows them. So no one knows and they're dead in there.
We literally had a guy that was in a hardwood floor place. Normally it's tile and you can clean it up.
This is gross.
I know. It went all under everything, dude. I still can't go in that house. She goes in there, no problem. She's
so
like,
it's like a Breaking Bad situation.
It's very bad. It's very bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's crazy. Yeah. And, by the way, you said the best story ever. We brought a stripper home.
How the fuck did they just go from that to that?
Yeah. Talking about dead bodies and we brought a stripper home.
Well, we see it where his disassociation
is. I'm just saying.
We handle the crazy shit we deal with New Orleans.
So,
and, hey, costumes and strippers.
Yes, 100%. So Ginger actually,
yes,
for Super Bowl.
We have brought a stripper home.
Yes.
Also, yes, we have had to clean a dead body situation.
So I was actually going to say, we brought a stripper home, but yes, she came back. Okay. So, yeah, you're welcome there. It's skinny and it's small. But,
okay.
Aaron Andrews. Hang on. Super Bowl.
Aaron Andrews,
by the way.
Aaron Andrews loves my junk.
Yeah. By the way, Ginger used to get herself body painted from the waist up.
And
obviously.
Yeah, so those were kind of the pictures I'd seen. And then now when she was singing, I was like, okay, maybe they were bodysuits. But so you did actually. It's not.
That's
it looks like
paint.
A whole process.
Body paint. That was.
How
that
long
was,
does that take?
Like 3 hours for air painting?
When I was with Aaron Andrews, that was all day. That was
3 hours.
Four.
No, 3 hours to get painted.
Damn.
Yeah, I was literally sitting there like this, like, getting painted forever. I'm like, is this forever?
I mean, you know, there's people on the street that'll paint your up real quick.
Yeah, and they do it real quick.
They do it.
When like, I got,
I'll just
when
take a
paint
bucket and just...
When Aaron,
I know,
when I
right?
Aaron
I'm good,
Andrews,
I'm good, I'm good.
When I was with Aaron Andrews, that paint
Who's
was
Aaron
like,
Andrews, anyways?
So that was like 4 or 5 hours when I got painted.
Who's Aaron Andrews?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Is she the sideline
I didn't
chick?
Even know that was... By the
way. So the producer, the ESPN producer
Andrews.
Comes up and he's like, we need her to stand behind Aaron Andrews
and I'm like,
right
no,
now.
No.
We're doing a shot right now. And I'm like,
No. And I kept saying,
well,
no.
We're getting paid
and
for
like,
this.
You have to go. You have
I
to go.
Literally had
and
bouncers.
I'm like, no. So. I didn't know who Aaron Andrews was at the time.
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
But at the same time, like, I'm like, no.
And so when we lived on the Bourbon Street thing, we actually, there's a lot of boats out.
There is.
See that?
There's actually quite a few.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't like going out at night.
No, that's what I was saying is like, even knowing that you're not having to deal with like rocks and everything else, you know, the center of the lake, there's still a sketch factor.
Correct, though.
Yeah. And, you guys weren't here. Were they here when they got caught up on the rocks right here?
Yeah, the guy that had to do 35 tries and he never made it into the slip.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So one night we were sitting here and we were, and then we were, boom.
Oh, shit.
And then we hear, help, 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 please help, help me, help me. And we were just like, what the hell? I shine my light out in the middle of the lake. There's some guy floating out there. There's another guy over there screaming, help, help, help. All
they
the people
hit?
Come racing over here. This 16-year-old boy.
He had an accident over there, like, at site.
Six. Or site five or whatever.
And they.
This 16-year-old boy is on the dock.
Here.
He's all, what do I do? And I'm like, get a life jacket and go to him. And he runs back to his parents' boat. He comes running down the dock, hands the phone to some lady, and says, call my dad and tell him I'm in the water and I need help. And he jumps off the dock and swims as fast as he can swim. Out to the guy,
saved that guy's life.
Threw him a life jacket and backed up. That guy survived. His dad comes down, and it's so funny to watch these kids come down and lasso the boat up, like, with no hands. They're like, you know, that's their trick or whatever. The dad comes skidding up. The door
His
flies
son
open.
Was already swimming out to go save the guy.
But what? Hold on. What did they hit? Like, who
they
hit what?
They hit another boat over there.
Over there.
Yeah.
And they had...
That's why you don't go out at night. It's crazy.
They got in an accident way over there, and they had moved here.
Floated over.
Mm. Yeah.
And the truck comes skidding up. The door swings open. The dad runs six stairs at a time down. I mean, my kid's in the water.
It was crazy.
I'm six stairs at a time. Yeah. Comes down, unlassos, backs his boat out, and takes off full speed. I'm standing there with the flashlight going, be careful, there's kids in the water. And he's like, I know, it's my kids. And he goes ripping out there, pulls the guy up on the boat, saves the guy, the other guy over there. All my, I'm not going to say, but people I know were out there, did not do anything, and that guy drowned.
Isn't that crazy? One of the guys drowned.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's unfortunate, but...
The 15-year-old saved that one guy's life.
It's part of boating. Because yeah. I remember, I can still remember being at one or two lakes, like with my dad. And, I mean, thankful he was that person. It's one of those things where I didn't realize what was going on then because I was so young. But I can still tell you what color the jet skis were, what color the boats were, because we came up on accidents. And it was exactly that
time.
Situation.
And it's always like, nighttime. Well, ours were day,
but like he was always that person that would see something like across the lake or whatever, or be that. And like I didn't even realize something was going on, but he would always see it, and we would always be kind of those first responders. And it's interesting, not interesting. I mean, I'm thankful for it, but being. I can't say desensitized, because you'll never be desensitized to something like that.
I understand what you're saying, but you see it.
You don't shut down to where I'm very thankful, because I've been put in a few situations, whether it's boating or off-road, and it's that similar. Like, something happens in front of you, and everybody kind of goes into shock and doesn't know how or what to do. And I just start being like, hey, do this, grab this, you call that, you do whatever, and, like, go. Or, like, a car gets caught on fire, and, like, I'll be doing media, taking pictures. And a car rolls over and the fuel starts dumping out and everybody's just sitting around staring. And you got two guys in the car. I'm like, I run up. I'm telling the driver, like, hey, turn off your fuel line.
Oh my God, stop. So.
Yeah. No, he knows what you're talking about.
It's literally what happens.
And it happens to us all the time.
Because it's like do or die.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fight or flight.
Right. Yes, yes, exactly.
And
that.
Ginger always says, you know,
What do you fucking do?
Like, when the building's on fire,
do you call 911 or do you go?
When everyone's running out.
Yes, exactly.
It's like crazy because we're those people.
And it happens all the time. We see it all the time. So we're like, do you call 911 or do you go?
Yeah, I'm telling stranger. I'm like, there's a radio because I always have comms in my truck so I can listen to like when somebody's coming up to the checkpoints or whatever. So I'm telling random people, I'm like, run into my truck. I'm like, tell ops, whatever, or this or that, or like you said. And like, it's not that you want to deal with it. It's not that that's your hobby. You enjoy it by any means. And thankfully, like, it is because everybody reacts differently.
I mean, in certain situations, you know, you could get fucked up doing that.
Yeah. You can get sued.
You don't think about that, though.
Yeah.
Like, this kid didn't think about it.
No.
And he just... He was sitting on a fire. We were like,
grab a life vest. Always said, grab a life vest. And he's like, give me a life vest.
Yeah.
And he just grabbed one and he jumped off.
He ran as fast as he could. That's crazy. Off the dog.
So you basically watched this kid save somebody's life.
I followed him with
a
flashlight.
We watched him.
Yeah.
We're like, just go. And he grabbed a life vest. We're like, grab life vest. He grabbed
so
life
when
vest.
It was
and
all over. And when
he swam to this person.
Yeah. When he threw him the life jacket and backed up. Yeah. Because you're going to die if you come up and try to help him. He's going to pull you. He was like, help me. I can't.
He was like, I can't hold on any longer.
And we were hearing this crying.
He literally said, I can't hold on any longer.
Oh God, I'm going to cry.
And this kid got to him just in time.
And we're like, please hold on longer.
We were
hold
screaming
on
at
longer.
Him, don't, please.
He said,
don't
I
die,
can't hold
you know?
On any longer.
We weren't saying don't like, die, but we were like,
we're like hold
you can do
on,
it. Someone's
on.
Coming for you. And I was flashing the light on and stuff. So anyways, when it was all over and the kid was sitting on the front of the fire engine, I was like, they bring the guy in. They're doing this. They bring him up the stairs and everything. He survived and everything. His buddy didn't.
I said,
so what are you going to be? I'm like, you know, what you did today, and I see these kids every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, so what you did was miraculous, and what are you going to be? Like, what's your goal? And he goes, I want to be a fireman. That's what he told me. And I just lost it. He's sitting on the front of a fire truck. He's 15 years old, however old he is. And I'm just like, I'm losing it right now. this kid's amazing.
But more than ever, that's what we need. And that's kind of what I say, like, with the generations and the conversations that we've had. Okay, let's joke about snowflakes and this and that. But what is amazing, right, is those that stand out, the amazing kids of our generation are exactly that. They, like, it's that group that really just more than ever.
Yeah. I mean, those are hopefully.
We saw him running down. Not even going, running down and jumping, going.
And that's instinct. You look at how animals, dogs, everything, like, that was his instinct right there.
I just hope that there's, like, way more kids behind him like that. That's all I hope for, so.
Yeah, he says that guy's like.
If I'm that guy in the water, I hope that kid's around.
You have a 15-year-old around?
Exactly.
No.
Hope somebody's around.
I mean, yeah, 100%. Is it a full moon tonight? What's going on?
It's pretty damn close to a full moon.
What's going on over there? Holy shit.
It's like one sliver off.
Is that another boat?
You know what's a good thing?
Jesus.
Is,
it's like, why is everyone running tonight?
Brittany's not yelling at me. Not you, Brittany, but you know what I'm talking about. She, the other Brittany is not yelling at me. She's not yelling at me. Oh, my God. Is that on the thing?
Mm-hmm.
Did you burp?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did.
Did you fart?
No, I burped on it.
So we learned earlier that Ginger Lynn, just like you, does not FaceTime.
Listen. Hey, guess what?
I left because the last time I answered a FaceTime was from Ginger Lynn. So
we don't.
What's up?
We normally don't do that at all. So, I mean, if Brittany Cardone FaceTimes me, I'm pretty much.
If I FaceTime you, it's a butt dial. I can promise you.
If she FaceTimes you, pick the motherfucker up because that's a unicorn call.
If I'm pooping, I will answer.
Yes. Because what the fuck is going on?
It tripped me out, though, because when you FaceTimed me and I answered it and you had your gold hair in.
Really?
Your cornrows in.
Oh.
Or wait, your corn rolls.
Get your corn.
That was the thing I did.
Corn rolls on the top.
Listen,
when she had her talkies in.
I had corn rolls at one time.
But they were blonde and it tripped me out because I answered.
I had blonde braids.
And I was not expecting.
Wait, you had blonde braids?
Sit down, relax.
Wait, you were married?
Yeah, relax. Everyone quiet.
No one cares.
It's radio. Everybody quiet.
I think everyone cares, to be honest.
Everyone cares? Corn rolls.
Talkies.
What's up?
Say corn rolls.
Corn rolls. Is my voice still out or what?
Your voice went like
this
really deep. You're like,
not
hi. I've had ear, nose, and throat for 2 weeks. Hello. I'm Ginger Lynn. I'm like, holy shit. When did you get your dick cut off?
All right. I've been sick.
It's Ginger Leonard.
I've been sick.
Ginger Leonard. I'm Listen, Ginger Leonard.
Can you all shut the fuck up for a minute? I've been sick for a couple weeks, and I think I'm better now.
You're better now?
Do I still have ass voice?
Does you
my
and,
voice still
and,
sound like ass?
And James Lynn.
did the genital warts finally go away?
Oh, God.
Listen. Oh, you guys.
So this ends when you want it to, because Ginger earlier had said she has to be the one to sign off on the show. So
Did I say that?
Yeah, if we want to keep rolling, we can roll.
I'm the one to sign off?
That's what you said. You're like, this doesn't end until I
say You're like, it. I want to do the sign off.
Hold on, listen. I am the one that brings the party. I should definitely be the one that ends the party. But who wants to end the party?
If you want to keep going on, we can keep talking.
No, I don't want to stop it.
Well, then let's keep talking.
Okay, let's keep talking.
No, so the wedding.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I was saying. I want to, because he has never heard any of this.
No, I don't know the wedding story.
And I think it's awesome because for how long you guys were how long you guys have been together, for how recent the wedding was and how low profile and stuff, like, I think it's a really cool deal.
Are we literally talking about my wedding?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Yes.
You have to tell him about it.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about the wedding.
I didn't have a wedding.
You didn't? July 17th, though, right?
Hey, you got to put your headset back on if you want to be a part of this conversation.
Lenny's micing back up here.
I'm jumping right back into this.
Lenny, can you do me a favor? Oh, my God.
You didn't have a wedding? Wait, what?
Can you tell him?
You got married under the London Bridge. Falling down.
Leonard, tell them.
Or did you push her?
Lenny, tell them the story of how you got married.
Oh, well, I proposed to her in a cove over there. She was,
that's not the story I asked
you to tell. She was topless, tanning. And I said, hey, you know what's cool? Like, next Tuesday is like 7/17/17.
Okay,
we've been together for 7 years. We should get married. And she goes, oh, my God, I love you. That's amazing. You're an amazing man. You're so handsome. You're buff. Wow, you're ripped.
This is exactly the story.
I totally want to marry you. That's not what happened.
She goes, that's the exact story.
She goes, bitch, you're going to have to sign a prenup.
That also happened.
And I have all the rights to the OnlyFans accounts.
She's like, you're not getting my trust fund, bro.
This is literally true.
22 years younger than me.
Also, I didn't start an OnlyFans until after I was married, by the way.
I'm going to fucking...
I only started OnlyFans until like 2 years after we got married.
Wait, you have an OnlyFans?
Yeah. Oh, what's up, babe?
That's what? What's up? Is that why you're always getting all those, like, diamond rings and earrings and shit?
Gucci bags, right?
Gucci bags.
My Gucci. This is what's getting me through college, babe. Did you know I was in college?
Wait, you're in college again?
Oh, my God. It's literally in my ear.
It's her third degree this year.
This is actually really funny. Yeah,
it's
babe,
so weird. I'm like, why are you not getting out of bed? God, she's like, I'm in class. Leave me alone.
Don't worry about it.
Come on. Like, I laugh because I'm like, I've seen the pictures. I know the story. I just know parts of the story, but I just love, like, the dress and everything. Like, it was just very intimate. It seemed
Wait,
like.
You didn't like my white shorts, my white shirt?
No, you guys should have worn matching dresses.
Oh, my God. Jesus. That's yeah, actually a fantastic idea. Let's get remarried again in, like, 7
that's,
years.
That's the 10-year renewal,
down.
Right?
I'm down.
I mean, wouldn't Dennis Rodman do it?
He might marry you guys. He could officiate it.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
No, like, so
hey,
the person
bro.
That married us, who officiated it, who married us, was our bartender guy that we met here.
And we are now the godparents of his child.
And we are the yes, 100%. We are the godparents of his child.
I'm 3 times over godfather, by the way.
Yeah.
3 different children.
You are the godfather.
I've actually had children named after me.
Yes,
you're welcome.
He has that too.
Ginger Leonard III.
Oh, my God, Jesus.
I don't know why, but like...
Fantastic. I don't know why they're not
here
all
we
named
are.
That.
Here we are.
Are there spiders here?
Yes.
Is that a brown recluse climbing up my leg?
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. Did
I don't do spiders, so I'm not looking down.
I don't even...
That?
So the snake today freaked me out. I'm like, kill it. She's like, no, it's
that
a good snake.
That wasn't today. That was like.
It was yesterday?
That was, yeah.
Oh, you just freaked me out.
All the days
what?
Are blending. And
oh, it's a mess.
Ginger, it was actually today.
It was 2 days ago or yesterday.
It was today.
Listen, it was yesterday.
End up.
This is where their alter egos, right?
Yeah.
Virginia and Leonard.
Virginia
right now.
Leonard.
Virginia. I love that you called me Virginia.
Virginia Slim.
Not a lot of people know that that's my real name.
Well, now quite a few know.
Yeah, there you go. I am okay with that.
Jim's falling asleep.
I am. I'm literally dozing off.
Just watch him doze.
No,
I was dozing off there.
Hold on. You didn't see that like 5-10 minutes ago?
No.
No.
I looked at him and I'm like, he's not sleeping.
No.
Oh, his chin went down.
Yeah, he does the head bob and then it's like, go to bed. The funniest thing was the other night when you were snoring and then you woke up and you said something to Milo and I was like, that was 100% you. And then it happened again and I was like, that's definitely you. And you're all, yep. It is. He didn't even argue.
The dog snores.
Ginger doesn't even get mad at me anymore. She's like, you want to watch a movie?
I've never gotten mad at you.
20
period.
Minutes into it, I fall asleep. An hour and a half later, she's like, get up, get up.
Fine. I don't get mad. I don't care.
You never get mad.
No.
There was that one time.
You smoking, though?
No, I don't smoke.
You see this guy? He's all, like, Jumunging over there.
Leonard smokes. Lenny doesn't. Captain Lenny doesn't.
What was that word you said? Jumunging?
Yeah, you Jumunging. I don't know. I feel like he's, like, in a like a Jurassic Park situation.
Jumunging.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
was like,
I
Jumunging?
I don't know. I feel like he's...
She did say that. I heard
I did.
It.
I know.
I just want the context.
I know.
Jumunging?
Can
well,
you
she's
explain?
Trying to say it.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Like it.
You were Jumunging.
Yeah. Can you use it... as a vowel? Wait, how do you say that?
You're Jumunging your situation with a cigarette. Just give me a cigarette.
Can you
this is the situation. Just give me a fucking secret.
Can you use it in a sentence?
No, just give me
I feel like we need to do our sign off because...
Hold on. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, wait. Are you going to take your shirt off? Keep us here for a while?
Sure, I did that once.
I know.
I did?
And we're still here, actually. But
just give it to me.
All right. I got the name of this segment that goes on to every other place we go. On tonight's train wreck.
Can you
to put context to the listeners who have listened in this far? It is now. What time is it? I don't know.
2:30 a.m. Something like that.
No
we'll
way.
Call it 2 a.m.
Are
yes.
you serious?
It's 2 a.m. in Arizona. We are on the patio of Lenny and Ginger here in Lake Havasu, and it's
a very very hot day. There was quite a bit of alcohols that we drank.
Alcohols.
Yeah. Follow River Smoke Show to see Ginger's boobs.
Hey, did you get any? Questions out of us?
She did.
We got like 2 hours worth of questions.
Yeah.
We didn't have to ask any because you just provided them.
You know what's funny? It's just another night kicking the shit. It's just another night sitting here.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's just.
That's how we like to do it, though, is just mic up and just shoot the shit.
Because you never know what topics are going to pop up.
We're doing this again tomorrow because just put this up because you'll get so much more content tomorrow.
Oh. Are you going to drink more tomorrow?
Are you still on this?
I just slurred, I think.
I feel my...
She's so good at tuning him out.
What did you call this? What did you call this one? The train wreck?
On tonight's train wreck.
Train wreck.
can you get like a...
Shoulder shrug?
Emoji?
Yeah. Like...
Meme? I don't know. We're playing charades right now.
Yeah, I was like is that jazz hands?
Draw this up.
Yeah, it looks like the emoji. Yeah.
Lenny doesn't look confused, though.
Yeah, no, he's...
I'm literally following her right into the bedroom, so...
Are you still hooked up?
Do what?
He's hooked up, huh?
I can't hear you.
I can literally hear him.
Oh, Lord. All right, hold on.
You are.
I heard... All right, so do your sign-off, and we'll... Till tomorrow.
Okay, signing off. This is Ginger Lynn. I got a tight... piece of ass.
Oh my god.
That's the sign off. I don't know that we've ever had that one. That one actually made me.
I'm just trying to figure out what you're going to say.
That should be the Sirius XM like sign off forever. I'm Ginger Lynn and I got a tight piece of ass.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Tomorrow night's going to be Lenny.
Lenny,
you got to say the same thing tomorrow night on the sign off. I'm Lenny and I've got a tight piece of ass.
Tight piece of ass.
I have to top whatever he's going to say. I know he's going to say
it's going to be like dueling outros.
Yeah, so think about it because tomorrow night you guys are going to have to like one up outros. We're going to have you guys do some takes.
All right, signing off here for whatever the hell this was on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone.
When it's time to replace the tires on your vehicle, General Tire delivers the tires you need for both your next big adventure and your daily commute. Whether you need all-season traction, lasting tread wear, or a quiet drive, General Tires are designed to deliver whatever life brings your way. From all-season ultra-high-performance tires for passenger cars and crossovers to extreme all-season mud terrain and tires for light trucks and SUVs, General Tire delivers great performance. To find your ideal tire, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90 degree flood to a 15 degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets the standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today. Thanks for listening to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. Available online on SiriusXM, on AM/FM networks across the U.S., and internationally on the American Forces Network. Head to jimbeaver15.com for all the details.
All right. I just wanted to thank everybody for tuning into this special episode. I mean, Ginger and Lenny, you guys are amazing. Brittany and I love you guys to death. Such a fun time up there. We definitely need to do it again. I can't say soon, but we need to hang out soon. I don't know about the podcast. We'll see. Maybe that becomes a yearly thing on our trips up there to hang out with you guys. But man, what a fun show. What a great group of people. Definitely go check them out. It's Ginger Lynn, River Smoke Show on Instagram. You definitely are going to love their shenanigans. But big thanks to all of our partners that make this show happen. I mean, we got General Tire, Vision Wheel, Dirtfish Rally School, GSBX TV Axles, Gibson Exhaust, Rigid Industries, iRacing. Man, some amazing, amazing supporters of this show that continue to keep making this thing happen. And we're stoked to continue to be cranking out some awesome, awesome radio and podcasts for you guys. Make sure to check us out, JimBeaver15.com. We've also got at JimBeaver15, at BCardone15, at JB15 Group on social media. So, yeah, check us all out. And before we go, don't forget once again, this episode was brought to you by our good friends at Manscaped. And don't forget, get 20% off and free shipping with the code JimBeaver at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code JimBeaver at Manscaped.com. There's so few perfect summer days. Man, get dialed in with Manscaped. Once again, Manscaped.com, 20% off plus free shipping. Use the coupon code JimBeaver. And with that, we're going to sign off for this week. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this one. I know it was a little bit out of the box, but it makes it even better. We'll see you next time right here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. That's a wrap for this edition of the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Brittany Cardone. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and follow JimBeaver15, BCardone15, and Jim Beaver Show on social media. We're also on the web. Hit us up at JimBeaver15.com for all the latest. We'll see you next time.